Alongside tonight and tomorrow night, Jason Edwards filling in for John Hegarty, who is on assignment this week. And great to have you here, Jason.
Well, it's great to be back. Always enjoy this time of year and always enjoy getting this opportunity to watch a really good high school football game and be on the radio with you, Scott, and do such a good job for high school football.
Well, it's we'll get to this coming up here on the broadcast tonight. And by the way, our broadcast brought to you and presented by First Federal Credit Union. A big thanks to Dan Hillers and Tom Chalstrom, everybody at First Federal, for helping out. You can check out what they have to offer online at firstfedcu.com. We encourage you to do so. Stop by and or give them a call at firstfedcu.com. And we'll be joined by Dennis Canuck on the sidelines coming up here in just a little bit. And Jason, you know as much as anybody, you're a counselor over at Jefferson, girls basketball coach as well, but very, very unusual week around the city of Cedar Rapids, not only with the flooding going on, we all know about that. There was no school this week, so these kids were without going their regimented schedule daily.
That's right. You know, we were talking earlier, it's almost like they were professional football players this week, where they got a chance to come in and they still had practices as much as possible as they were scheduled. So the kids got to try to keep as much of a regular routine as possible, but you know, not having to concentrate on the academic side of things and could just concentrate on football, maybe take a little bit more time to watch some film and to prepare for Waterloo West. But we know that the coaches and the adults around these young men tried to make things as normal as possible for them, even though we had such a trying week here in the city of Cedar Rapids.
Well, and some of these players for Jefferson, they had to deal with the flooding. They had to take time out. They had to sandbag. They had to do whatever they could do to help out their family. Family comes first before football, obviously, and but they got the practices in as well.
That's right. You know, and the way that the community banded together, and even for the young men that maybe were not directly impacted, you saw countless numbers of students and staff and family members, you know, taking truckloads of sandbags to families that were impacted. You know, there was an email chain basically of a distribution coordinating the needs of our families at Jefferson High School, and it was definitely neat to be a part of and to see how the Jayhawk community came together for each other and really fought back the floodwaters.
Well, and now maybe a little bit of a diversion for the West Side and for the Jefferson community. Get to play a football game. There was maybe a little bit of doubt earlier in the week if this game was going to go on, but it's so hard to reschedule football games. You can't really play two a week, especially when the Iowa High School Athletic Association said, hey, you know, we're not going to play playoffs now two times a week. So.
Right.
It's hard to play a regular season game
That's
two
right.
times a week.
You know, I know that Chris Neem and the athletic directors were really working hard over through the week and really trying to coordinate things and really tried as much as possible, as you said, not to have to reschedule activities. You know, I think back to last year earlier in the season with the Lightning delay and then having to play a Saturday game. You know, maybe they considered something like that, but even still with this situation, you're still in that recovery phase that we're in now and kind of getting things cleaned back up. So, you know, the fact that they're able to get this game off tonight, as you said, is a welcome distraction, a good crowd that's here on a Thursday night. The students are starting to file in and get a chance to take their minds off of some of the stress and enjoy a good high school football game.
Well, that's the off-the-field issues as we come your way on the Holmes-Murphy pregame show here from Kingston Stadium in Cedar Rapids as we get ready for the Jayhawks and the Waterloo West Wahawks. On the field, Jefferson, it's been a tough start, 0-5, but they have played maybe the toughest schedule in 4A in the state of Iowa. And you talk about Pleasant Valley, Prairie, Linmar, Kennedy, and Washington. Jefferson has been in every one of those games at halftime, and they just kind of ran out of gas a little bit. This week it was getting back to the fundamentals, Coach Webb said. He really dialed down the playbook. We'll hear from him coming up in our interview with the coach. We'll do that here in a couple minutes. But sometimes you have to do that, retool things, and kind of go back to basics.
That's right. You know, we're about midway through, just a little over midway, and sometimes that's what you have to. You have a lot of film that you can go back and reevaluate. Obviously, as you said, some quality opponents that you've played. that you can look back and kind of evaluate where you're at as a group and as a team, and spend that extra time on things like tackling and blocking and making sure that those little things that become big things in the game of football, are taken care of. And it does. You know, it's still the second game in the district, so it gives them an opportunity to just reset things a little bit and prepare for a quality Waterloo West team.
Well, quality Waterloo West team, indeed. They come in 5-0, 1-0 in the district, number 8 in Class 4A. There hasn't been this much excitement for Waterloo West Wahawk football, probably. I think you got to go back to the Courtney Messingham era when he was playing for the Wahawks. But coming off 61-7 dismantling of crosstown rival Waterloo East. And this is a team that will spread it out. They'll go four wide. They've got a college D1 recruit, Devin Moore, the coach's son, who's going to be playing at Iowa State next year, throwing 63% completions. He's thrown for 15 touchdowns in five games, only two interceptions. This guy's a real deal.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, that's one thing that they have is they have athletes. Their offense is conducive to getting the ball in space, getting the ball in the hands of their playmakers, letting them make people miss and use their speed to outrun you to the end zone. Just looking at some of their previous games, they seem to like the big play and to be able to pop things, to create momentum on their side. And as you said, when you've got such a senior-dominated team, I'm sure that there's a lot of excitement down in Waterloo right now on around this Wahawk team. And really looking forward to seeing this young man at quarterback that we've heard so much about all year.
Some very good receivers led by Carlton Todd. 21 receptions, 7 touchdowns, averaging almost 20 yards a catch with 395 yards. Tayshawn Cooper, also a very good receiver, along with Levi Lennius. And good back on the ground, Harrison Amy, who is carrying for 6 touchdowns. He's averaging 7 yards a carry. So this is a big play team. And if you're Chris Busing, the defensive coordinator at Jefferson, you had another week of
that's right.
Probably excedrin headaches.
That's right. You know, I know that's one thing Coach Busing and Coach Andrews and the defensive staff, they really work hard, tirelessly, coming up with game plans to contain their opponents, and they're going to have another test tonight to contain this Waterloo West team.
Waterloo West and Cedar Rapids Jefferson. We're going to hear from head coach Brian Webb right now. I had a chance to talk with him a little bit earlier on tonight here from Kingston Stadium.
Back in the Holmes-Murphy pregame show as we get ready for Jefferson and Waterloo West, and head coach Brian Webb of the Jayhawks joining us. And coach, an unusual week, obviously, getting ready for this one with no school and having to work around the flooding and everything going on.
Yeah, we had a few kids that missed practice through our entire 9-12 program, but overall we were pretty consistent attendance at practice, and things were just kind of normal. You know, it comes to a point where all you can do is sit and watch the water. I mean, and so you might as well do something productive while that happens. But the city did a good job with all that. But our focus this week has just really been on Jefferson, not beating Jefferson, because that's why we're 0-5. And I felt like we're better than some teams that we've played that we've lost to. And we're just beating ourselves. And so really we just broke it down to fundamentals. And offensively we're down to about 2 run plays and 2 pass plays. And that's all we practiced all week, because we're not doing anything real well right now. And so our defense is actually playing real well. And the scores are really not indicative of how well our defense is playing. I think we gave up 28 points on turnovers last week. We fumbled on the 3-yard line, which gave them a short field. And so offensively we have to do a better job. And so this is a good ball team to play. And look, good ball club, 5-0. And obviously the Wash team last week was one heck of a team. And so I don't think it'll be quite as fast as a game as Washington's defense is, but they're a good ball club, and their quarterback's a heck of a quarterback, one of the better ones I've seen. So it all starts with stopping number 2 on their team.
Well, and a different team that you're facing. They go spread, 4 wide receivers, and I don't know if you've seen that a lot this year.
No, we haven't. They have quite a few athletes out in space, and that's what they try and do. But, it just comes down to we really feel in high school football in Iowa, every team, you have to be able to establish a run game. And so our focus has been stopping their run game and getting them into a passing situation. But you got to get number 2 under distress, because if you just let him stand back there, he's going to make things happen. And he's got a short arm stroke, and he can sling the ball. So we got to play great defense and try and prevent mismatches on defense. But offensively, we have to do our defense a favor by scoring points, and we haven't done that this year. Our special teams have been very poor. We had two block punts last week, and so it's going to come down to all three phases, and we've focused hard all week in practice on doing those things. You know, I feel like we had an hour walkthrough this morning just reviewing them again. I mean, I don't know what more we can do besides review, and just practice. So eventually the kids have to translate it, and they got to go out, and they got to execute it.
Well, and I think having a ability to go through a walkthrough like that, kind of a college scenario almost this week.
Well, we wanted to get them out of bed. Didn't want them sleeping in until noon. And so it was just a good final review for them, you know. And like I said, we've been with every team the first half. We've been with every team. And look at how good Prairie's doing this year and Washington and Kennedy. I mean, we've played some really, really good teams. And I don't think the scores have really been indicative of how well we've played, but you know, nobody's into moral victories. Not me, not our team. We want to get a W, and we want to go to the playoffs, and that's our focus tonight. It starts here, and for us to go to the playoffs, we got to win this game.
Well, if there's one thing in your advantage, you have played a brutal schedule, and Waterloo West, they're 5-0, but they haven't played the competition you have.
Yeah, and you know, hopefully we're using that to our advantage, and you know, unfortunately, we knew it was going to be a little bit of a meat grinder there, and we have four or five starters that are out tonight. Just due to the teams we've played and not having a lot of depth. But the kids we have are very capable of getting a victory tonight, and they just got to play hard. And it just comes down to execution. And I sound like a broken record, Scott, but it's just the same thing. And just execute. You got to be able to execute what you've practiced all week, and it can't change when you go to games. And so that's our key tonight, is just execute.
Try to get the running game going a little bit. I know you'd like to get Tavian going a little bit.
Yeah, we don't feel like he's gotten the ball quite enough, so we're trying to get him the ball more because he's one of our better athletes, and we've been trying, but just 24 needs to get the ball more because he just makes things happen. He runs so hard. So we talked about that as a staff this week, is getting the ball to our playmakers. And I think at times we haven't made good decisions at quarterback, but we've gotten the ball to our playmakers. And get the ball to the speed, get the ball to your playmakers, and let them be an athlete. And we need to do a better job of that. The quarterbacks need to do a better job of that, commanding the game, understanding who needs to get the ball in certain situations.
Well, I think a welcome relief for a lot of people on the west side tonight, just to get to a football game.
Yeah, it's going to be a beautiful night, and 70 degrees. Been a long week, but you know, we've had plenty of film preparation this week and meetings and stuff. So hopefully our kids are ready to go, because I'm ready to go. I think our kids should believe we can beat this team because we can.
All right, Brian, best of luck.
Thank you, appreciate it.
Back with more after this here on KGYM.
Hey, you should be thinking about the game, not your business. I understand. I'm Colin Forrest with Holmes Murphy. We handle the worry factor for businesses like yours every day. We're always thinking ahead to find insurance solutions that lower your risk, your costs, and maybe even your blood pressure. Right now, take a break and focus on the game. And when you're back in the office, find out who we are, how we think, and what we do to make your business life less stressful at HOLMESMurphy.com. Holmes Murphy, thinking ahead.
Let's go back to the stadium for coaches' interviews and more analysis of tonight's game. It's the Holmes Murphy pregame show. Once again, here's Scott Unash.
Jefferson Band of Blue providing our national anthem as we get closer and closer to the kickoff here between the Jayhawks and the Wallhawks of Waterloo West. Great to have you with us here on this Thursday night as we kick off week number 6 of the high school football season. And we're going to go ahead and throw it downstairs to the third member of our team, and that is Dennis Canuck patrolling the Jayhawk sidelines here tonight. not getting wet this evening as well, Dennis. What a beautiful night we have for football, isn't it?
Good evening, guys. And Jason, welcome aboard for this Thursday night action, week number 6 of Class 4A football. And, yeah, Scott, we have near-perfect conditions out here tonight. Dry conditions. We don't have to worry about the rain, the threat of rain. And it's great that the floodwaters weren't any more devastating to our city and that things were handled well by the city. And now we can focus on some football this weekend, and that's what we're going to do out here tonight between Jefferson and Waterloo West. As I said, weather is perfect for some high school football. Game time temperature is about 65 degrees, and we do have a wind kind of gusting a little bit out of the north to the northeast at about 10 to 15 miles an hour, guys. So the team traveling on the field north to south is going to have the advantage of that wind to their back, and that could impact the passing game and the kicking game a little bit here tonight. The wind's picked up as the evening's progressed on, so we'll keep our eye on that. As you said, Scott will be patrolling the Jefferson sideline tonight, bringing you updates throughout the game. We'll talk to head coach Brian Webb at halftime, and we'll keep you updated on events down here on the sidelines if anything occurs. So, guys, great to be with you, and like I said, great to be out here in dry conditions, and it looks like a beautiful weekend ahead of us as well, even tomorrow night and into Saturday. So, great things happening out here for as we kick off week number 6. Hard to believe we're two-thirds of the way through the season already. So, guys, we'll throw it back upstairs to you as we get set for kickoff of this 4A showdown. Back upstairs.
All right. Thank you very much, Dennis. Jefferson making their way out of the tunnel coming up. Waterloo West has made their way out here with Devin Moore leading the way as we are getting closer and closer to kickoff here for this one to start off week number 6. And I know Jefferson, you heard from Coach Webb, Jason. They are very, they still think they got a chance to get into this playoff hunt. They got to win tonight.
Yeah, that's right. You know, you always want to make sure your kids have hope. Let them know that if they take care of those little things that he talked about, being in every game, finishing plays, finishing halves, and put positive things together, that they still got a shot. And that's the one thing with this district football, is it's not over until much later in the season, and teams still have a chance to have a playoff berth if they can put and string wins together at the right time.
Jayhawks making their way out onto the field turf here at Kingston Stadium as they come through the big inflatable Jayhawk. And, yeah, a little fog tonight.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. We were talking about that before we started the pregame. I think he found a little bit of fog.
Got a little fog somewhere.
Yeah, he got it from someplace. And that's really a nice donation that was given by a parents group. I think a donation. It's really good addition to the Jayhawks. And, again, just a fun addition to get the kids excited before they take the field.
Well, the injury bug still hitting the Jayhawks and hitting hard. Jefferson, Brandon Burnett, he is out for the year with a knee injury. Also, Colt Keel will not play tonight. Matt Moore is also going to be out tonight. That's going to be a huge loss as far as the passing, and also a lot of those jet sweeps and the double handoffs that Jefferson likes to perform.
Right, and I think also defensively, I know Matt Moore is a kid that moved in and really helped them in the secondary, and to have somebody to go up against the Todd kid, the big playmaker guy that you mentioned earlier, is going to be key. So, you know, but you got to have the attitude that Iowa has. It's got to be that next man in is going to give somebody a chance to play in a big situation, and it's their turn to do their job. And I know that whoever that young man is that gets that opportunity tonight to fill in for Matt will do the best of his ability.
But Jefferson, a little bit of good news, they're going to get back Cody Clendenin, the junior running back and linebacker on defense. He has been out since the opening game against Pleasant Valley, so that's good news for the Jayhawks.
That's right. That's one thing that Coach Webb talked a lot about is their depth. And anytime you get a healthy body back to be able to help you on both sides of the ball is definitely something that you welcome as a coach to get a quality player like Cody Clendenin back.
Brandon Perez to kick from left to right, and we're underway as Waterloo West. They wanted the ball, and they're going to get it. Here comes number 17, Cooper, across the 20-25, and he's out to the 28-yard line. about a 23-yard return, and we'll get to see Devin Moore right away. And Moore, 6'4", 215-pounder. Harrison Amy is the featured back for Waterloo West. He is a 5'8", 175-pound senior. Four receivers for the Wahawks. We'll see Tayshawn Cooper, Levi Lennius, Carlton Todd, and Tyler Banker. And they will start things off right now in a three-receiver set with a tight end to the right side. And right away, we've got penalty flags. Jerry Winter, our official, one of the best in Class 4A. And he's going to back up Waterloo West 5 yards. And that'll be procedure against the Wahawks. One thing that Waterloo West, they don't play a lot of games on turf this year. And they don't play a lot of Thursday night games, too.
That's right. You know, you throw off your routine just a little bit. That may have influenced that first play, just a little jitters before we get started. But sometimes that speed on turf is not a good thing defensively either. So we'll see how that plays out as the night goes along.
Amy on the run. He goes for a couple. We'll get it down to Dennis right away.
Hey, guys, just one quick note to point out. Coach Brian Webb for the Jayhawks coaching from the sidelines tonight, down from the booth. We saw this change during the second half last week, and it looked like it might be a permanent change for the Jayhawks. Brian Webb on the sidelines.
All right, Dennis Sank, second down at 13. Shotgun, Moore back, slings it near side. Low catch made at the 25-yard line and out of bounds. Good solo tackle on Levi Lennius. Furrow came up there and stopped him.
I think that was number 11, Devontae Taylor.
Oh, Devontae
again.
Taylor,
yep,
you're right.
He's a guy that plays both sides of the ball for the Jayhawks and really did come up and lay a solid tackle on that play.
So a third down and 9 from the 30. No huddle offense for Devin Moore and Waterloo West. They'll go with three receivers to the right. It'll be Tayshawn Cooper out to the left side. He'll be picked up by Devontae Taylor. Down to 6 in the play clock. Moore, a left-hander, back to throw. Going to throw deep middle. Two receivers out there, knocked away and intercepted. Off the deflection at the 40-yard line and brought down at about the 44-yard line. And making the interception was Logan Klein.
That was off the tip by number 5. He's a sophomore. I think it's Kyron Ligon. If I said that wrong, I apologize. But a sophomore that they've had playing in the center field did a nice job going up, tipping the ball to his teammate and getting the interception for the Jayhawks.
So the interception by Klein. Jefferson's got it. And pretty good field position at the 44-yard line. As the first turnover of the ball game goes to Waterloo West. First down, Jayhawks. Dylan Hart, the senior quarterback, will be in there. Tavian Rashad, the setback, and he gets it off the left side. He's got it first. 45-40 into Wahawk territory and down at the 34-yard line is where they're going to mark it. Brian Webb said he wanted to get Rashad going.
That's right. First play from scrimmage, they run that triple option. They run a dive off the left side, and they pick up a first down, a pickup of about 12 yards to start with Tavian Rashad with a nice run and good blocking up front.
Only 219 yards so far for Tavian, which is not what he wanted, and I know what the Jayhawks wanted.
That's right. Sometimes it takes a little bit to find who your playmakers are going to be when they lose so much, but it was a nice play on that last play.
Hard on the keeper off the fake. On the read option, he'll take it to the Waterloo West 30-yard line. So Hart goes for 4. 6'1", 160-pound senior quarterback. Tavian Rashad, 5'7", 187, and a senior. And then for Jefferson, they've got Henderson, Furrow, and Devontae Taylor, along with Kyler Bell as the receivers. Second down, straight ahead handoff. Tavian Rashad this time hit right at the point of attack. Good job by the middle of that Waterloo West line. Alex Schneider leading the charge for the Wahawks.
And that's the other thing you see right away that Coach Webb talked about in the pregame, establishing the run and really wanting to make sure that they can be physical up front and pound the football at West. And their first few play calls from scrimmage have done just that with the options, dives, and the quarterback keep.
Third down, a little more than 5, wide side of the field to the right. Taylor coming in motion. They're going to run the option, handoff for shot up the middle, and he pushes the pile, and he's got a first down.
And that's actually the drive that you want. After a big turnover, you want your offense to establish some rhythm and some tempo, pick up the first down, keep moving the chains, and here they are close to approaching the red zone and have a chance to put some points up on the board.
First and 10, Jefferson. And they'll have it on the Waterloo West 22-yard line. Rashad, the lone setback. They'll put three receivers to the top, to the left. Henderson to the right side. They'll run the option. Hart on the late pitch. Gets it out to Rashad. Trying to turn the corner. And good job stringing it out by the Wahawks. Coming up making the first lick was Mario Wright. He's a 5'7 junior.
That's speed on speed right there. And good job defensively by the Wahawk. The linebacker filling the lane on that speed option to the right side. Ran the alley and made a nice tackle.
Taylor in the slot left. Furrows in the slot right. No huddle offense for Jefferson. Culver over the ball at center. Hart on the handoff. Rashad up the middle to the 10. He's got a first down and backs his way down to the Wahawks 7-yard line.
And just like we said again, really doing a good job of pounding Tavian Rashad up the middle. Dive option again. That's this time to the left side of the defense and picked up the first down.
For Jefferson, they're going to bring in T.J. Kennan. He'll come in there now as kind of a tight end on the right side. Devontae Taylor will go slot that way. Down to 10 on the play clock. 8.5 to play, first quarter. Jefferson with a first and goal. Here is a jet sweep to Taylor. Trying the left side, cuts it back, tried a swim move, bounces off the pile, and finally taken down as he gets down to the Waterloo West 4-yard line.
That's a good hard run by number 11, Devontae Taylor. He was in the pile, kept his legs churning, and spun out and actually picked up a few extra yards just with extra effort.
Second down and goal. Jayhawks this time from the Wahawk 4-yard line. One receiver to the right side. Again, one setback. Man in motion. And on the sweep again, it's Taylor coming to the right side, trying for the corner, and he's got it. And he's in for the touchdown. Worked one way, tried the other way, huh?
That's right. Same play, just to the other side of the defense, and used the speed and got to the pylon for 6 points on the board. Just how you want to end a drive after a key turnover for the first possession for the Jayhawks.
4-yard touchdown run, Devontae Taylor, and that is his first touchdown run of the season. Extra point try coming up here by Tyler Heffelfinger out of the hole to Dylan Hart. Good snap, place down, and the kick hits the upright and bounces right back. No good. So it stays 6-0 as the point after try comes up empty. 7:55 to play, first quarter. Jefferson on the board first, 6-0. Jayhawks back with a kickoff after this 30-second timeout as you're listening to High School Football presented by First Federal Credit Union here on KGYM.
When something bad happens, you don't want to get sucked into the black hole of voicemail. And you certainly don't want to tell your story over and over each time you're transferred. What you want is a kind, smart person who knows your coverage top to bottom, understands how you're feeling, and helps you figure out what's next. It's really not too much to ask. At Scopeman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com.
Back with you here at Kingston Stadium. As Jefferson on the board, missed the extra point though, hit the upright, and it's 6-0 Jayhawks as Perez will get set to kick it away. Back deep, Todd and Cooper for Waterloo West. They'll set up at about the 10-yard line. Here's the approach and the kick by the right-footed kicker, high end over end. And it'll come down to about the 2-yard line. Angling to the left, this is Cooper to the 20. Has a seam, 25, 30, up the numbers to the 40, and finally brought down. Uncle there on the stop for the Jayhawks, also there on special teams for Jefferson was Henderson.
And a good lane on that kickoff return for Waterloo West on the left side. It looked like they had a hat on a hat, and everybody was engaged. And number 17 did a really nice job of hitting that scene and getting good field position to start this drive.
That's something that Brian Webb has not been happy about this year, has been special teams play for his Jayhawks.
That's right. You know, he starts with missing the field goal. Again, those little things are big things, and you just hope that they're able to respond and overcome anytime you give up those plays in special teams.
Twins left, Twins right, first and 10 from the 43-yard line. For the Wahawks, Moore. High snap, inside handoff to Amy, sidesteps one, and then pushed ahead. Across the 45 to the 46, Devontae Taylor, T.J. Kennan on a stop there for the Jayhawks.
That was really good penetration by number 67, David Bonner. He messed up the timing of the handoff by getting off the ball, defeating his blocker up front, and causing a little bit of havoc in the backfield on that run play.
Four-man front, Keenan Stewart on that far end. Here is the quick out. And it's caught over in the right flat, turning it up to the 50-yard line and turning on the speed. Down the sideline is Carlton Todd, and he's going to go for the Waterloo West touchdown. There's another big play we talked about.
That's right, just what Coach Webb talked about. Nothing fancy, just a little swing play to Todd out in the flat. Made one guy miss and used his speed in space and outran him to the end zone to answer for 6 points for the Wahawks.
54 yards for Devin Moore to Carlton Todd. He's a big play receiver. His eighth touchdown so far on the year. And he ties it up at six. Ajan Muhammadagic. We hope we're doing that well. On for the extra point for the Wahawks. Low snap, but the kick on its way and it's good. So just like that, takes 45 seconds for Waterloo West to get back on the scoreboard.
That's right. It's that big strike, big play. Using speed and space type of offense. They went down the middle, tried to throw the long ball, gave it up for an interception. Coach came back and just called a quick hitter out in the flat. And Todd made, again, one defensive back miss and was able to take it to the end zone.
So Jefferson now finds themselves down by a point at 7-6. No need to panic, though. Jefferson put on a good drive.
That's right. I think that last series they did not throw the ball. It's just the opposite, actually, of the two offenses, where Jefferson is pounding the ball in that triple option, and a lot of dive, a lot of quarterback keeps, a couple pitches to the outside and the sweeps. And, Waterloo West tends to be a little bit more quick hitters, scoring in 45 seconds with the pass out to the flat. So, again, ball control, field position is going to be key. And if you can keep the ball away from their offense, then you go a long way to be able to keep the lead.
Muhammadagic will get ready to kick it off. Tavian Rashad on the far side. Devontae Taylor on the near side. They'll set up twin safeties for the Jayhawks. And into the wind, Waterloo West will kick it off, but a pretty deep kick, and the Jayhawks will let it bounce into the end zone. So important if you got a good kicker.
That's right. This game is about field position. And again, Waterloo West starts that drive about the 40-yard line and is able to capitalize on that. And anytime you have a kicker that can get the ball in the end zone, so now they have to go 80 yards versus a short field. The percentages are in your defensive a favor to be able to keep them out of their end zone.
So first and 10 for Jefferson. Matt Culver, the center, 6'1", 170-pound senior. Pistol formation, Hart on the give. Rashad up the middle, 25-30. He's got an opening to the 40, 50. Caught from behind and brought down at the Wahawk 35-yard line. Harrison Amy saved the touchdown. One tailback catching another one.
That's right. I think the message has been received by Tavian. You have to carry us, young man. You're one of the better athletes, a hard worker, a great young man. And Coach Webb has said they want to establish him in a nice dive play right up the gut, the heart of the defense, and a huge gain for a first down.
Everts and Bonner along with Culver up the middle, setting up that play. Trips out to the left side and off the fake. Hard on the keeper. Turns the corner. He's to the 30, and he gets upended and lands at about the 26-yard line. Got upended by Mario Wright, who had to come up from his corner spot. And that's nine more for the Jayhawks.
Yeah, they're doing a really nice job on first down. Coaches talk about being in front of the sticks, and you want to. Second and one is a whole lot easier to call for Coach Webb from the sideline than second and 10 or second and 12, and they're doing a really nice job of gaining positive yards on first down.
Second down and one. Here's Hart. Direct snap. Keeper on the cutback. He's got a first down inside the 25 to the 24. Kalen Burt, who was a left side defensive end, 6'3", 215-pound senior. That name very familiar up in the Waterloo area. Would imagine, don't know for sure, but Kerry Burt's got to be somewhere in the family tree there.
Yeah, that's right. They definitely have a long lineage of Hawkeyes and famous athletes that have come from that area.
On first down, the give left side to Clendenin, and he slips. That's his first carry since the opening night against Pleasant Valley.
Again, giving him some depth. You see Tavian was getting a quick blow to catch his breath, playing both sides of the ball. And Cody slipped a little bit, lost his fitting, lost some yards, but was able to retain possession of the football.
Yeah, Cody Clendenin, 5'9", 170, junior running back for the Jayhawks. Henderson and Furrow to the right side. Two receivers to the left. 7-6 Waterloo West just underway first quarter. Taylor coming in motion against the blitz. Throw in the middle and the slant caught. Furrow makes one man miss at the 10. And down to the 5-yard line. It'll be first and goal coming up for Jefferson.
Okay, and that was a really nice catch and throw. Across the middle, a little play action, fake the dive to Tavian. It's like the old tight end pop pass, but it looks a little bit different with the four wides, but just something quick to get the ball down the middle and pick up a first down for Josh Furrow. I knew I was going to do that at some
point
tonight.
I did that in the first couple games. Josh with a good catch right there. I formation this time. Handoff, second back through. Rashad pushing the pile. Ran it right behind Matt Culver there at center. And he takes it down to about the 4-yard line.
It's one thing, it seems a little different with the Jayhawk offense. It's just their rhythm and their tempo seems to be a little better. So having that little extra time this week just to work on those little things, simplify the playbook, as Coach Webb talked about, seems to be paying dividends for them here in this first quarter.
Leave it. Jefferson with a second down and goal. Kennan in there as the fullback now in front of Rashad. They'll toss it right side. Rashad, blocker in front, trying to turn the corner. Hit, brought down, short of the goal line. They'll put him just inside the 2-yard line, so it'll be third down and goal. I've got to think 4-down territory here for Coach Webb.
Well, absolutely. Again, they've been establishing the run, really pounding, being physical up front, trying to attack the heart of that Waterloo West defense. Seems like they just brought in Keenan Stewart here at fullback for a little bit more size as a lead blocker, or maybe even as a quick dive here, but definitely 4-down territory.
Yep, Stewart in there, and it's going to be a keeper by Hart, and being pushed ahead. He's going to be short, though. They're going to mark him just inside the 1.
Looked like he had a little bit of trouble with the exchange. It was such a quick snap, like they tried to snap it before the defense was ready. But they were able to maintain possession. But a big 4th-down play, just like we were talking about right here.
Taylor Victoria and Blake Owens, the 2 tackles for the Jayhawks. 4th and goal inside the 1-yard line for Jeff. 3:19, clock running, first quarter, 7-6, Waterloo West. I formation, Hart under center, on the sneak, right side, he's in, touchdown. There was a little juggle in that snap, too.
Yeah, you know, that's one thing, when you don't go under center a whole lot, you spend a lot of time in that pistol formation with the shotgun snap, sometimes it's a little different for the quarterback in the center to get that under center exchange. You got to stay in there a little bit longer, make sure you get a nice tight fit, but again, the Jayhawks did a nice job of getting that quarterback sneak across the goal line.
Jefferson will try the extra point. They will not go for 2 here, too early to try to chase points here. Good snap this time. Kick on its way, and this one is perfect. So 3:10 to play here in quarter number 1. And a lot of offense so far. It's Jefferson 13, Waterloo West 7. We'll take a 30-second timeout and come back to Kingston right after this as you're listening to High School Football presented by First Federal Credit Union on KGYM.
If you can't count on your car, you can't count on getting anywhere, like work. That doesn't help you get ahead. But J.D. Byrider can. They'll work out a monthly payment you can afford, and your vehicle will include a zero deductible, 36-month, 36,000-mile limited warranty, and oil changes for the life of your loan. Get a vehicle you can afford and depend on at J.D. Byrider in Cedar Rapids. Ask for your Booster Club bonus, and they'll give you $250 towards your down payment, plus $250 to the Booster Club of your choice. J.D. Byrider, 3837 First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids.
Back with you here at Kingston. And what a start for the offenses as Jefferson has scored in their first 2 drives. A Devontae Taylor run, a Dylan Hart run, and it's now 13-7 Jayhawks with still 3:10 to play here in quarter number 1. Perez to kick off for the 3rd time. Wind has subsided just a little bit, but he will kick with the wind. A line drive kick, and that will be caught. And at the 2, they will bring it out. This is Lenius coming left to the 25, breaks a tackle, coming to the near sideline 35, and then held up. And Kyron Ligon with the tackle right there for the Jayhawks.
Again, starting with decent field position, they seem to be really picking on the right side of the Jayhawk kickoff team, but they did Kyron did a good job of keeping his contain, not letting the guy get outside of him and making the play.
Interesting here, Jason. Right now, time of possession is 7 minutes, 10 seconds for Jefferson to a minute 40 for Waterloo West.
That's right. When you're a big play, big strike team, it doesn't take you long to score. But, again, I think if as much as Jefferson can keep the ball out of the hands of Moore here on offense, it works in their favor.
Moore, an inside handoff. Amy up the middle. He's got a big opening. He'll take it for a first down as he goes across the 45 and out to about the 49-yard line. So that'll move the chains on the gain of 13. First down West. Both teams having success up the middle right now.
That's right, and I know that's something that coaches are going to talk about when the defense gets over there to shore up that D-line to make sure that they're staying in their gaps and not getting too far upfield, thinking pass and then running past the run and giving up those big runs on first down.
We're going to get a Jefferson defensive timeout, and it was interesting. The Jayhawks looked very confused. They were about 2-3 yards off the line of scrimmage, and they only had about 5 in the box there.
I think sometimes that may happen when you have so many kids that play on both sides of the ball. Coaches don't get an opportunity to talk to their kids or to make defensive adjustments because the kids are just getting a quick drink of water and then going right back. So, you know, that's a good timeout by Coach Webb and Coach Busing just to rally the troops, make sure that they work out any details that they need to work out here, because this turns out to be a pretty big drive here to end the first quarter.
Yeah, we're still in the first quarter, and it's 13-7 right now in favor of Jefferson.
As you said, a lot of offense going on, a lot of back and forth, and the defense is still trying to find their rhythm and their stride and become a little bit more physical at the point of attack at the line of scrimmage.
Keenan Stewart up front, David Bonner up front for the Jayhawks. Montel Daniels had a great game against Washington. Miles Glassberg, T.J. Kennan, Tavian Rashad in there at the linebacking spots. Mitchell Hall in there for the Jayhawks as well. First down and 10 for the 49. Here comes the blitz. Amy on the inside handoff. Big hole. Blows through to the 40. 35 to the 30. Finally corralled at about the 25, maybe the 24. They'll say his knee touched, though, at the 25. They ran it right at the blitz.
Again, that's one of the tough things defensively is when you're getting the ball run right up the middle, through the heart of your defense. Again, it's just something that becomes a little demoralizing, but they've made some substitutions here to try to shore up the middle.
A senior dominated and a big Waterloo West front. Amy on the handoff, sweeping right side, cuts it back at the 20-yard line to the 15. He's got another first down, this time taking it for 12 more down to the Jayhawk 13.
And again, looked like they pulled a guard there to the right side, a little trap play or a little long trap, kind of like a power off of the right tackle, and he picked up some nice yards there on first down.
First down for Waterloo West in the red zone at the 13-yard line. They'll send Levi Lenius in motion. Moore on the inside handoff. This time Amy was corralled but broke one tackle and got ahead to the 10-yard line. Ligon on the stop.
But that was T.J. Keenan. Keenan coming off to that right side. Just missed a play. Had the running back in his grasp and just couldn't quite bring him down.
Moore is the second or third leading rusher on this team. We haven't seen him run the ball as of yet. Moore to Amy. Big hole right side. Cuts it at the 5 and he's in for the touchdown. That was a hole that you or I could have ran through.
Yes, sir. I mean, again, those linemen up front for West are doing a good job when they pull, getting their hats on the inside, creating a nice seam for the back. He's doing good vision by Hamey, and found the end zone on that play to the right.
For Harrison Amy, his 7th touchdown run of the year. And we are tied at 13. Extra point coming up here by Ajahn Muhammadagic. And it's up and good. Well, 14-13, and if you want to play a track meet here, it probably favors Waterloo West.
You know, I think you're right. I think the two things is we've talked about is the depth. They have a few fewer players that play both sides of the ball, so while their offense is on the field, they've got guys that are resting, where the Jayhawks tend to have a few more guys that never leave the field or play both sides of the ball. But again, I'm sure the Coach Webb is more about a ball control, keeping possession of the ball as much as they can, keep his defense off the field, and try to keep more in the offense from Waterloo West off the field as well.
That Waterloo West offensive line is big. Ross Brown, well, let's start with the left tackle, Alex Schneider, 6'4", 275. Left guard, Brown, is 6'4", 215. Center is Nick Jones, 6'2", 230. He's a senior. Right guard is Isidro Stewart. He's 6'3", 295. He's only a sophomore. And then Colton Hersey is 6'2", 285 at right tackle. So you got four seniors. There is a ton of seniors on this Waterloo West team.
That's right. That's one thing you can't replace is experience. And, again, they've got some big boys up front, and they've played together for a while, and it's definitely showing so far here early.
Taylor at the 1, coming to the 10, to the 20, cuts it outside. He's got a hold. 30 to the 40, kicker to beat, and he beat him. Down the near sideline, Devontae Taylor's going to go 99 yards. We go back and forth.
Back and forth and back and forth. And it's exciting. It's fun, as you said. It gets people out of the house. They've been in the house all week. And what a great start here so far with offense. And now special teams with Devontae Taylor, 99-yard kickoff return for a touchdown.
We're going to say 99 because you can't take it back from 100.
That's right. If it goes across, it's a touchback. But, again, that was good blocking up front by the kickoff return team for Jefferson. He saw the seam on the left side of Waterloo West and was able to turn on the gas and outrun the kicker to the end zone.
19-14, Jefferson out in front. Heffelfinger will try the extra point. Out of the Dylan Hart hold. Untouched, 99 yards. Good snap, and the kick on its way, and it's good. 20-14. 1:12 still remaining here in the game's first quarter. Let's go down. He may be the most tired guy. And that's Dennis Kanak on the sidelines. My gosh, Dennis, have you seen anything like this?
Well, I feel like we're covering an eight-man football game here tonight, guys. It is a track meet down here, and it is just back and forth. But I'll tell you what, this is as good of a Jefferson team as we've seen all year. Chris, executing, and we heard that word a lot in the pregame by Brian Webb, and executing the plays they are, and they're doing it very well right now, going mano to mano with this undefeated West team. So very exciting first quarter, guys. We get to kick it off. Once again, we'll send it upstairs.
All right, Dennis, thanks. Great. You have one of these every once in a while.
Every now and then you find that, and you wonder sometimes with that week that both teams have and just kind of, you know, just a not quite the same routine, how that affects things. But so far it's been pretty exciting football for both Waterloo West and Jefferson here in the first quarter still.
Still in the first quarter, absolutely. So it'll be Jefferson to kick it away again, as Perez has it teed up at the 40-yard line. Three backs this time, as Perez will kick it away, end over end. And this one is Carlton Todd. He's coming out to the 5, to the 10. 15 cuts it back at the 20, 25, and brought down. Good solo tackle. T.J. Kennan again at about the 28-yard line. And that's where Waterloo West will put it into play. And there's an injured Wahawk down there. Caleb Dodd, who is a backup quarterback, kind of holding the left ankle down there.
Yeah, I didn't see what happened. Looked like he got caught up underneath the pile, maybe rolled his ankle a little bit. And let's hope that that young man is okay.
Checking him out there as the teams will come to the sideline, as Waterloo West down 20-14. We'll have it at the 29-yard line. As we are seeing five touchdowns here in the first not quite 11 minutes of this football game.
You know, you never really know what to expect when you watch a high school football game. You know, you've got anywhere from 14 to 17-year-old young men out there playing for their school and their community. But, again, a lot of action, a lot of back and forth here so far, and we're just enjoying what we're seeing so far.
Tavia, and the dot is up and going off under his own power. That's good to see. And Jefferson so far, I think they've accomplished what they wanted to accomplish, and that was getting Tavian Rashad involved in the offense again. So
that's right. They're doing a good job offensively of establishing the run, eating up clock, moving, staying in front of the chains, picking up first downs, and doing the best they can, as we keep saying all night, to try to keep this Waterloo West team and Devin Moore, who's on the field right now for Waterloo West.
Lenius, along with Todd and Banker, out to the right side. Check that, Cooper, Lenius, and Banker, and Todd to the left side. Moore on the handoff. Amy up the middle, kicks it outside, breaks a tackle, 30, 35, and Ligon finally, along with Klein, bull him out of bounds. It's been the same play that's been hurting Jefferson.
That's right. That's one thing. If it's working, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So they found something with those power plays to the right side of the play, and they just keep running it again until the defense for the Jayhawks can stop it.
Well, that was the backup. That was Caden Paulus, who's in there. He goes for 11. He's put up pretty good numbers this year, 260 yards through the first five games. High snap, Moore inside handoff. This time Keenan Stewart was right there. He was waiting for Paulus and brought him down right at the 40 of the line of scrimmage.
It was really good penetration by the defensive line led by Keenan Stewart on that last play. Again, anything that the key that kills run plays is penetration. If that defensive line can get off the ball, keep their pads low, and cause havoc in the backfield before it messes up the timing between the quarterback and the running back, then your defense is in a better position.
Could be the final play of the first quarter. 10 seconds to play. Shotgun for Moore. He doesn't have to take the snap. And, well, now check that. We're going to have a Jefferson timeout. That's interesting. With 2 seconds to play, and looked like Waterloo West was just going to let the clock expire.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure of that. The only thing I can maybe think of is to maybe get them to run one more play with into the wind so
that
they don't have the wind, and to have that advantage, they might have decided that it was better to take the timeout here to make them run that one more play. But I'd be real interested to see how much that wind is kicking up down there. I know we heard about that in the pregame, but I wonder if it's much of a factor now.
Yeah, still the flag whipping around pretty good off to our right here at Kingston Stadium. As Brian Webb, and as you heard, he's down on the field. He's been up in the booth the first, well, basically the first 4.5 games.
Yeah, I think sometimes it's nice to have that vantage point, but when your team is struggling a little bit offensively, especially as the play caller, it's sometimes better to be down, especially with your quarterback. Look him in the eye, see what he's reading, and be able to communicate with him directly versus having to communicate with another assistant through the headset.
Second down and 10. This will be, barring a penalty, the final play of quarter number one. They send two receivers to the left, two to the right. Moore back to throw out of the shotgun. He's going to throw deep, coming to the near side. Two receivers out there. It's up for grabs, and it is intercepted. Devontae Taylor took it away from Tayshaun Cooper. Second interception thrown by Moore.
Yeah, again, Devontae Taylor did a really nice job of doing what we call high pointing the football, which is going up and get the ball at the highest point. I don't criticize coaches. I try not to, but that's just an interesting play call to me. That 2.5 that you throw would seem to be more of a four vertical seam down. But they went for it, and Devontae did a nice job of making them pay to end the first quarter and giving the ball back to the Jayhawks.
We'll go down to Dennis when we come back after this quarter break. 20-14, Jefferson on top after one. We'll take a 30-second timeout. Come back to Kingston after this here on KGYM Sports.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's two Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
Sports radio on the historic main gym, 1600 KGYM Cedar Rapids.
We'll go down to Dennis coming up after this play. As we welcome you back to Kingston Stadium after the turnover, run up the middle, not much. From the 23-yard line, maybe two to the 25. Dennis, we'll go down to you real quick on the sidelines.
Yeah, guys, on that interception by Devontae Taylor, you might have seen the effects of that north wind as Waterloo West was throwing into that wind. And that ball hung up there for a while, and I think that gave the defense an opportunity to get under it and make the interception back upstairs.
Hart on the keeper, twirled around in the backfield and hit and brought down. That'll be a loss back to the original line of scrimmage as Hart will lose two. First quarter total yardage, pretty close, Jason. 136 for Jefferson, 139 for Waterloo West.
Yeah, it's definitely close in terms of total yards, but how those yards came, I think, like we said, with the big play potential of Waterloo West versus the ground and pound from Jefferson, it equates to the scoreboard as well as how close the score is right now on the board.
Hart back to throw, pressured, out of the pocket, gets it to Clendenin, his safety valve, and he's going to be short of the first down. Takes it across the 30 to the 31, going to be about 2 yards short of that first down. It's good to have Clendenin back because that gives Tavian Rashad a blow from his linebacker spot. He can, you know, get a little bit more underneath.
That's right. Anytime you have that fresh body to give a guy like Tavian Rashad, who's so important to both offense and defense, a little bit of a break, as well as to be able to move him around. Notice in the last formation, he was also in the slot. It gives him a little bit more flexibility to give somebody that is so important to that offense different looks for the defense. And again, that's something that Cody Clendenin gives to the Jayhawks.
Heffelfinger punts into the wind, a short kick, and a fair catch called for and made at the 40-yard line for the Wahawks. First three and out of the night. So defensive coordinators out there, you can breathe a little easier.
Yeah, I mean, the Wahawks in that situation did a better job of settling against the run, making the Jayhawks play behind the sticks. Again, that one they had a second and long through the pass play on third down and made them a longer third down play that forced the punt. But again, a good job by the Wahawk defense forcing that three and out.
First and 10, Waterloo West down 20-14. So we start the second quarter. Devin Moore has thrown two picks, only had two coming in. We'll send Cooper in motion. Penalty flags down. Here's Moore throwing on the run and throwing behind his receiver, incomplete. Trying to get it to Tyler Banker. And let's see what the penalty flag's about. I think it's going to go against the Wahawks. And it's going to be procedure against Waterloo West. Going to be declined and brings up second and 10. So far, tough start for Devin Moore. 2 out of 5, 58 yards, 1 touchdown, but 2 interceptions.
Yeah, I think the Jayhawks have done a really nice job of containing those receivers in their pass route. That time he's a lefty rolling out to his right. Still throws a pretty nice ball, but again, no receivers were open, and it's an incomplete pass.
Hand off up the middle, and hit was Paulus and pushed back. Right at the 40-yard line, and the first one to get there, Montel Daniels.
Again, really good penetration by the defensive line. For as much offense as we saw early in the first quarter, seems like the defensive from both teams have woken up here now early in the second quarter and have done a much better job, especially against the run up the middle.
Amy will come back in there as the running back now for Waterloo West. They will send Banker along with Lenius to the right side. One receiver to the left, and now they'll bring him in motion. That's Cooper. Back to throw is Moore. Rolls right, throws that way. Catch made, but short of the first down. Devontae Taylor's had a good night with the big solo tackle and Tayshawn Cooper.
Yeah, that was a really good tackle by Devontae Taylor to make that tackle short of the first down. So now you got about a 4th and 3 versus allowing that receiver to break that tackle and pick up the first down. And here comes the punt team for Waterloo West.
Muhammad Dodgick will punt it away from the 47, or at least line up to punt it away. On the year, averaging 37 yards a boot, so pretty good punter. And back deep, Devontae Taylor for the Jayhawks. He'll set up at about the 15-yard line, punting with the wind. Rush coming, got it away. Kind of a knuckleball floating kick. We'll take a bounce at the 22. Taylor over the shoulder catch and brought down immediately at about the 12-yard line.
A really nice tackle. I think that was the long snapper trying to get his number. I think it looks like number 71 possibly. But a really nice open field tackle by that young man against Devontae Taylor to keep that at no gain just where he fielded the punt at the, looks like, 13-yard line.
Yeah, that was Nick Jones, and he was the long snapper.
Yeah, a lot of times that long snapper is the first person down the field because you can't hit him. So if you don't have someone assigned to him, he gets a free release. And again, you've got to be a good tackler and be able to make those tackles in space. And he did a nice job.
20-14, Jefferson. 8.5 to play here in an exciting first half. Hart on the jet sweep, getting it to Devontae Taylor. Breaks one tackle, spins away to the 20. He's close to the 25 and brought down at the 24-yard line. Kind of sloppy tackling that time by the Wahawks. Finally brought down by Ryan Duffy.
Again, that's good. Also a good hard run by it. It's the other thing that you can probably tell just by the demeanor of the Jayhawks is they really want this. They feel like, again, as Coach Webb said in pregame, they've been in every game. They've played some tough opponents, and this is paying off. And you can tell by how hard the backs are running and how hard they're blocking up front to pick up those positive yards.
Big line splits for Jefferson, too, right now up front. Hart on the give, and this is Rashad up the middle and spun down immediately. He was hit there by Dylan Meyer, a linebacker, 6'2", 200 pounds, and another senior. Gain of one, so it's second down and 9, and Jefferson hasn't had many second and longs tonight.
That's right. They've done a really nice job on that fullback dive on first down, but again, Wes has done a better job here in the second quarter of closing those gaps and wrapping up the back before they can get behind the pass.
Hart passed down the middle on a quick count to Furrows, incomplete. First incompletion.
Yeah, that was that tight end, the pop pass, I believe, where you faked the dive. He had him open, but just Dylan couldn't quite hook up for positive yards there. And, again, as you said, the first incompletion for him for the night.
Jefferson will have a third down. They're 1-for-1. That's been it. Haven't had too many third downs in this game tonight. 7:31 to play. Taylor starts in motion. Off the fake. Here's Hart trying to right side and smashed as he gets close to the 30-yard line. Got hit hard on a couple of occasions. Duffy came up to lay the first lick, and also Amy was there.
And it was a really nice job by the defense. They had some counter misdirection going on. They sent Devontae and Taylor in motion. They faked the ball one way to Tavian Rashad, and then Dylan kept it to going back to his right. And those linebackers have to be disciplined, read their keys, and stay at home and not file for those fakes and that misdirection. And Waterloo West did a nice job of that.
Levi Lennius will drop to the 40. Heffelfinger, averaging about 34 yards a boot. Into the wind, though, here. Rush coming, just got it away, and they hit him. Flag down, and fair catch called for at the 30. And is this going to be roughing or running into the kicker?
Well, I think from what I saw, it looked like he threw his flag right away. I'd imagine with the contact and how slow Heffelfinger was getting up that it would be the big one, but we'll see.
It's going to be the big one. Dennis, you were right there, Johnny, on the spot, and there weren't one, two. There was a bunch of guys down there that got to the punter.
Yeah, Waterloo West came after him, and they paid the price with a personal foul penalty as they definitely came in hard on the Jefferson punter. So it's going to remain Jefferson football. Good break for them, and definitely the right call down here, guys, as hard contact made on the punter. Back upstairs.
All right, Dennis, thanks. So that'll keep the Jefferson drive alive. Eighth first down for the Jayhawks. They are on top 20-14, 6:42 to play here in the game's first half. Jefferson with Taylor in motion left to right. Blitz coming. Long count. Hart looks at his wrist. Now we'll run the play. Option short side, turns it up 45 to the 50. Splits defenders. Down the numbers to the 30, and he's gone. Hart all the way for the Jayhawk touchdown, 56
just
yards.
Just a minute. Looks like there's a flag down.
Oh, there
Tavian
is.
Rashad's
yep.
Slapping his hands. So that's a big play by Dylan Hart, a quarterback speed option to the left, but it looks like it might be coming back against the Jayhawks.
Yep. It was right there along the sideline. You saw it. I was watching Dylan Hart. He made a heck of a run, though.
That was he shows he's got some breakaway speed himself, got in space and ran away from the defender. It's unfortunate that they had, it looks like, will be a holding call at that point of attack and negate the touchdown and take it off the board.
Holding against the Jayhawks. Coming up at halftime, we'll take a look at what's coming up tomorrow night. We'll take a look at the stats as well here in this first half of play. Tough penalty right there. 10 yards from the spot of the foul. It's going to be first down at about 19 back at the 36-yard line. Rashad, the lone setback. He'll put Furrow in the tight end right spot. Hart gets the shotgun snap. Back to throw. Sending up the middle screen. Caught Taylor. He's at the 40-yard line. Puts a move on at the 45 and to the 48. Pretty good. You get 12 back there.
That's right. It's a little jailbreak screen to Devontae Taylor. Allowed that penetration again after a big holding call. The defense is going to be pinning their ears back trying to get to the quarterback. And Dylan Hart did a nice job of sucking those defenders in and dumping it off and picking up positive yards here on that first down after the penalty.
Second down and only about six. Back to the 48-yard line. Culvert center, shotgun. Here's a sweep, right side, Tavian Rashad breaking tackles and finally brought down. Strung out pretty well by the Wahawks. Got it into Waterloo West territory down to the Wahawk 48-yard line.
And that formation there, Tavian Rashad is at slot, so it goes back to what we were talking about earlier. Having Cody Clendenin back to be able to play the fullback allows Tavian now to move to that slot back, and you're able to get the ball to him in different ways. And that with that play there with the sweep to the right is it was an example of that.
That's 100 yards already in the first half for Tavian Rashad. Here's a jet sweep left side to Furrow, and he's got the first down. Pushed it ahead to the 45-yard line as he followed that left side, but Josh Furrow will move it ahead for a first down. And a good third down conversion there by the Jayhawks. First and 10, Jefferson, 5:09 clock running here in the first half. 20-14 Jefferson. Over number 8, unbeaten Waterloo West right now. Hall to the left side. Rashad coming in motion behind the formation. Can hand off to Clendenin. Short gain just to keep the defense honest.
That's right. Again, that triple option. The quarterback can fake the dive there, decide to keep it. That motion man with Tavian Rashad going in motion to the right. He can pull it. Now he's one-on-one with the outside linebacker, the defensive end, where he can read him and either pitch that to that slot back in motion or decide to keep it for positive yards. And that time he chose to give it.
Second down and 9, shotgun. Quarterback draw all the way, and Hart, short gain, tripped up as he gets up to about the 40-yard line, brought down by Kalen Burt again. And a 3rd and 5 upcoming for the Jayhawks as we approach 4 minutes to play first half. Hart's had a good first half. Taylor, Tavian Rashad, all kinds of Jayhawks been showing their mettle here. Rashad again in the slot to the left side. 3rd down and 5. Hart running the option. A hit brought down immediately. There was a blitz again coming from the West defense.
Yeah, I think that time, I think West realized it was a 3rd and medium. The defensive coordinator called a blitz up the middle, and sometimes coaches guess right, and I think in that situation he was able to do that, and the blitz shut down what was that quarterback draw look like for Dylan Hart here on that 3rd down play.
Jayhawks are going to go for it here on 4th down and 5 from the Waterloo West 40. They've got one timeout remaining. Play clock already down to 10, and looks like Brian Webb's going to use that timeout.
I think that's the one thing that Brian is doing this quarter. Again, this is a drive that's eating up a lot of clock. As much as he can try to keep the Waterloo West offense off the field, he's able to do that with his clock management. And again, with 3:10 left in the second half, deciding to let that thing wind down and make a decision on whether or not they're going to go for it here on 4th down or not.
We'll take a 30-second timeout, 3:10 to play here in the first half. 20-14, Jefferson back after this on KGYM.
Hey, you should be thinking about the game, not your business. I understand. I'm Colin Forrest with Holmes Murphy. We handle the worry factor for businesses like yours every day. We're always thinking ahead to find insurance solutions that lower your risk, your costs, and maybe even your blood pressure. Right now, take a break and focus on the game. And when you're back in the office, find out who we are, how we think, and what we do to make your business life less stressful at HOLMESMurphy.com. Holmes Murphy, thinking ahead.
This quarter yet? Once.
Back with you here at Kingston Stadium. And Jefferson facing a 4th and 5 coming up as they will have it at the Waterloo West 40-yard line. They need the 35 right on the stripe. Here's Taylor on the jet sweep coming to the left side, trying to get the corner, can't do it. And West, with a good defensive stand, they will take over on downs at about the 39-yard line.
Again, that was a really nice job by number 56, Brendan Clausen from Waterloo West, as well as number 32, that outside linebacker, Imey, doing it on the defensive side of the ball. Just really stringing that jet sweep out, not letting the ball get outside of it on fourth down, and giving the ball back to their offense here with 3:04 left in the second.
They will get it back, down 20-14 on the 39-yard line. Moore in the pistol formation. We'll call it the shotgun. He's got Paulus in there as a running back. Under pressure, and Moore gets away from one, tries to get away from another, can't do it, brought down back at the 37-yard line. Corralled back there by David Bonner, who finally got him.
That's right, and again, really nice job. Anytime you have a quarterback as squirrely as Devin Moore is, you got to keep outside contained. Can't let that ball get outside your outside arm. And Bonner did a really nice job on that right side, making sure he couldn't get outside of him.
First sack for the Jayhawks. Carlton Todd in the slot. Right, two receivers that way. Tayshawn Cooper up top to the left. 2:28 clock rolling. First half, 20-14 Jefferson. Play clock down to 8, and now Lonnie Moore is going to call a timeout. And we'll go ahead and take a timeout with them. 2:23 to play here in the first half, and it's Jefferson on top, 20-14. We'll take a 30-second break. Come back after this here on KGYM Sports.
Between work, soccer practice, and everything else, I don't have time to keep track of the number of times I use my debit card, go to a certain ATM, or how many bills I pay online each month. I'm a good customer. How about a good reward?
First Federal Credit Union has a checking solution for your busy lifestyle. It's no strings checking. You earn 5% APY on your first $500 balance. No other conditions. No monthly fee, no minimum balance, no strings. You deserve a credit union that puts you first. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA.
Back here at Kingston Stadium in the Bob Brooks Press Box. Scott Unash alongside Jason Edwards tonight. Dennis Kanak on the sidelines. As Jayhawk defense, they've been stellar here in the second quarter. And Waterloo West will spread things out with four receivers. One up top to the left, three to the right. One set back, Moore in the shotgun. Gets the snap, back to throw. Throws it near side, caught Todd. Tries to escape one, can't do it. Good tackle there by Mitch Hall again. They went with the underneath stuff, and Hall was right there, Johnny on the spot.
That's right. He learned from the play last time where he missed the tackle out in space, and Todd was able to break that tackle and go 59 for a touchdown and did a really nice job of bringing him down.
Third down and 10 for Devin Moore and Waterloo West. Under two to play. Moore back to throw. Going to load up. Going to throw deep. Man out there. Caught at the 20-yard line. In stride. 10-5. Touchdown to Cooper. What a beautiful pass.
Wow, they just went just the other way. Again, it put three receivers into the boundary. One-on-one, Devontae Taylor versus Cooper. Cooper uses his speed. Nice in stride. Never had to slow down. Put his hands out right on the money for a long touchdown strike.
Tell you what, Devin Moore throws a beautiful football.
Yes, sir. He can sling it. He can sling it for sure. That was, again, just how you draw it up, one-on-one. Using speed on speed, and he put it right where it needed to be for his receiver in stride for the touchdown.
Cooper's fifth touchdown catch of the year. Extra point try is up, and it's good. And that breaks the tie. And just like that, Waterloo West back up 21-20. Minute 45 to play. We'll come back with the kickoff from Kingston Stadium right after this as you're listening to High School Football presented by First Federal Credit Union here on KGYM Sports.
A huge Metro rivalry comes up again this Friday night on KGYM. Hi, this is Scott Unash. Join us Friday at 7 on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM as the Kennedy Cougars tangle with the Linmar Lions. Each team is 1-0 in district play, and this one will go a long way to determine playoff spots at the end of the season. That's high school football presented by First Federal Credit Union, Kennedy at Linmar. Friday night at 7 on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM, KGYM.
Back with you at Kingston Stadium. As we were just talking during that break there, we've seen some good quarterbacks over the years. That was a pretty, pretty throw.
Yes, sir. That young man definitely has an arm, as we heard in the pregame from Coach Webb. And the other thing that you saw on that play is he didn't have any pressure. He was able to sit with his feet underneath him, the ball high in his pocket, and he let it go and put it right where it needed to be.
Here is the kick, and it's going to go into the end zone with the win. And Jefferson will get it. And scrimmage at the 20-yard line. District 5 action tonight. Standings coming in. Wash and Waterloo West tied at the top at 1-0. Both 5-0 overall. And Cedar Falls also at 1-0. Tigers are 3-2. And then Mason City, Jefferson, and Waterloo East all at 0-1. Cedar Falls and Wash will play here tomorrow night. And then Mason City will be in Waterloo to take on East High tomorrow night. Hart's gone all the way at quarterback. He'll hand it off. Tavian Rashad up the middle. And the West defense done a better job of clogging up the middle run here in the second quarter.
Sometimes it takes a quarter just for a defense to get acclimated to, you know, what the play calls and the physicality up front. And, again, that defensive line for Waterloo West seems to have be doing a much better job of shoring up the line of scrimmage here in the second quarter.
You don't see a lot of triple option anymore.
That's right. And definitely, if you do, it tends to be more the spread that you see here with the quarterback in the shotgun.
Rashad on the right hip. Here's Hart. Gets the snap. Starts to the right side. Cuts it back and dives ahead. And now Lonnie Moore is going to get a timeout after the gain of two there. As Hart takes it for a couple, and it's going to bring up a third down and about six with a minute one to play here in the first half. As Waterloo West leads it over Jefferson 21-20. Jayhawks scored on their first three possessions of the night. They've had the punt and gave it over on downs. We're going to punt a second time, but the roughing the punter call kept the drive going. Talk to Brian Webb coming up at some point in halftime. As Waterloo West, they want the ball back if they can stop Jefferson here. They still got a timeout in the back pocket.
That's right. That's one other thing, too, with the timeouts. They have the win right now on their side that we've already heard is a factor, especially in the passing game. And with the arm of Devin Moore and what could be a short field, depending on what happens here on third and on fourth down, it would give the ball back to that young man before halftime to see what he can do.
Three receivers out to the left side for the Jayhawks, one to the right on third down at six. West showing blitz from the outside. Here they come. Hart to throw. Throws a middle tip. Almost intercepted. Great job by Dylan Meyer, the linebacker, to drop. And he read that all the way.
Yeah, again, it did a nice job of reading the quarterback's eyes, getting in that passing lane and almost coming up with an interception. And now stops the clock and brings the punt team on the field.
That little pop pass again that you were talking about. The old Paul James pop pass.
That's right. You faked, you know, you suck the defense and the linebackers up with that play action, and you run that dive, you get them to be undisciplined. But that time, again, he was disciplined, read his keys in the quarterback eyes, and almost came up with the interception.
Lenniuson right back to get the punt into the wind here. Heffelfinger, kind of a dying punt, will take a Jayhawk bounce. Muffed, picked up at the 33-yard line. Giving ground, Lennius coming to the right side, trying to get to the corner, got a block, and ushered out of bounds by Josh Furrow, and along with Tyler Uncle at about the 34-yard line.
Yeah, good special teams tackle there by number four, Tyler Uncle. Feisty defender who did a really nice job of running down the punt returner and keeping the ball from going outside and up the field.
Pretty good punt there, too, against the wind. They needed it, too.
That's right. Field position, as we said, is really key. But, again, I'm sure that the secondary is going to be having to keep the ball in front of them. Maybe not necessarily in a prevent because you don't want to give Devin Moore a whole lot of time. But with 41 seconds, we've already seen that's plenty of time for this West offense.
That was a 43-yard punt and a lot of running, but 0 yards on the return. 35-yard line, Moore in the shotgun. One set back, four receivers. From the near side hash, the lefty back to throw. Flush out of the pocket, throws on the run, and overshot his man, incomplete. Going for Tamane Beeman, a 6'4", 230-pound wide receiver.
Again, and just a little off target there on a scramble. We got good pressure up front from, again, looked like Montel Daniels and the defensive line. Flushed him out of the pocket, again, not letting him stand tall in that quarterback's lane and was just a little too high for that receiver.
So it's second down and 10. Clock stop, 34.8 to go. And Waterloo West still with the timeout. There you are, moving with the wind here. They'll flip-flop Banker and put him on the left side. A little bit of confusion for West. Down to 5 in the play clock. And penalty flags down as Waterloo West was not set. The pass is caught by Todd, and it's going to come back. As one of the receivers over the far side was moving at the snap of the ball.
Again, it looked like they put a trips formation into the field, trying to isolate that linebacker and a safety over the top. And the receiver, when they were switching sides of the field, didn't quite get set and got called for, it looks like, was a legal shift.
Yep. It was either going to be a legal shift or it was going to be motion.
Right, yeah.
They had two guys moving at the same time, so that will negate about a 35-yard gain. 26.2 seconds remaining, first half. Harrison Amy in there as the running back for Waterloo West. You got Lennius, Cooper, and Todd on the left side, and Banker out to the right. On second down and 15, play clock down to 8. Moore gets a shotgun rolling to the left side. A lefty throws on the run, back across the field, catch made by Lennius, but right at the line of scrimmage at the 35-yard line, hit immediately. Kyler Bell. And that's going to do it for the first half. Very entertaining first half of play. As Waterloo West with a 1-point lead at the break, it's the Wahawks 21 and Cedar Rapids Jefferson 20. We'll take a 2-minute timeout and come back, talk halftime with you from Kingston. And we'll do it after this as you're listening to High School Football presented by First Federal Credit Union here on KGYM Sports.
Katie, where's your Jergens?
My lotion?
Here in the shower where it belongs.
Wait, in the shower?
Yeah, Mom. I use Wet Skin Moisturizer from Jergens. It instantly locks in moisture from my shower, so my skin stays soft and luminous all day without that sticky lotion feel.
Moisture without that heavy feel? Can I borrow your Jergens Wet Skin Moisturizer?
And who said Mom always knows best?
You're more than just a pretty face. Jergens.
Top appliance brands like GE, Samsung, and LG have a new home. JCPenney now sells major appliances in select stores and at jcp.com/appliances. From washing machines and dryers to refrigerators and more. Save up to 30%. Plus, get 30 months special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more after discounts with your JCPenney credit card. Get free delivery and basic installation on purchases over $2.99. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Subject to credit approval. Must request at time of purchase. See store associate for details. Available in select stores. Financing terms valid 9/25 to 10/10.
When it comes to shopping, StageStores.com puts the you in value with great prices on styles for everyone. Brands like Skechers, Sperry, Madden Girl, Calvin Klein, Oshkosh and Carter's, and more. Plus, our mobile app makes shopping a snap. Download it and get special offers. With amazing sales and coupons, it's like getting some extra stylishness for yourself for free. StageStores.com. Value at your fingertips. Style delivered right to your door.
Stay healthy from head to wallet with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. You can earn Plenty points on hundreds of specially marked products each week on your favorite brands. Every 100 Plenty points equals a dollar off your next purchase. Sign up today in store or online at RiteAid.com. And that's just one of the four ways to save. Now through October 1st, earn 1,000 Plenty points when you spend $30 on select P&G products. See RiteAid.com and circular for details.
Back with you here from the Bob Brooks Press Box here at Kingston Stadium. Scott Udash, Jason Edwards, Dennis Kanak. Halftime score, number 8, Waterloo West, with a 1-point lead over Cedar Rapids Jefferson, 21-20. We saw fireworks in the first quarter, but you've seen so many times in your coaching career, defense makes a comeback in that second quarter.
That's right. It seems to balance out like we were talking about. Once they get a chance to see some of the tendencies of the offense and the speed of the game. It definitely was demonstrated in the second quarter of this game so far that the defensives woke up and was able to, especially to contain the run up the middle and make it where the backs were not running uncontested through the heart of the defense.
Jefferson Band of Blue about to take the field. They will perform here at the halftime break coming up. Let's take a look at the halftime numbers here. First of all, let's take a look at the scoring. Jefferson scoring first on a Devontae Taylor four-yard run. And that came after an interception by Klein. Extra point hit the upright, and it was 6-0 in favor of the Jayhawks. Waterloo West came right back with the first of their big plays tonight. Devin Moore to Carlton Todd, a 54-yard hookup down the sideline, and that made it 7-6 with the successful extra point try. Dylan Hart, a 1-yard run on fourth down and goal for Jefferson from the 1-yard line. Extra point was good by Heffelfinger. That made it 13-7. Right back came Waterloo West on the ensuing drive with Amy taking in from 10 yards out. And that made it 14-13. Jefferson right back on the ensuing kickoff. Devontae Taylor, a 99-yard touchdown kickoff return for the score. Jefferson back out in front, and then Waterloo West scoring on the big play from Devin Moore to Tayshawn Cooper from 61 yards out down the far sideline with a minute 45 left in the first half to make it 21-20. Total yards first half, 205 for the Wahawks, 185 for the Jefferson Jayhawks. For Waterloo West, Devin Moore in the first half was 6 of 10 for 126 yards, two touchdowns, but two interceptions. Tayshawn Cooper, two grabs for 68 yards and a touchdown. Carlton Todd, two catches for 54 yards and a touchdown. Linus has two catches for a total of 4 yards in the first half. Amy on the ground, seven carries for 70 yards. He has scored a touchdown. Paulus has carried it three times, and he has put up 11 yards. Seven first downs for the Wahawks. Three penalties for 25 yards, and they have the only two turnovers of the game so far, both on interceptions. For Jefferson, 185 total yards, 144 on the ground, 41 through the air. Dylan Hart, 3 out of 5 in the first half for 41 yards. Catch a piece for Furrow, Taylor, and Clendenin. On the ground, Tavian Rashad, welcome back. 12 carries for 102 yards in the first half for Rashad. Hart has carried it 10 times for 25 yards and a touchdown. Devontae Taylor, 4 carries for 18 yards. He has scored a touchdown as well. Jefferson with 9 first downs in the first half. One penalty, but it was huge. And a 10-yard holding call brought back a touchdown.
That's exactly right. I think that was the big momentum shifter after the roughing the kicker. Long touchdown run from Dylan Hart and a costly holding penalty that ended up negating and stopping that drive and actually taking points off the board.
Jefferson also with the game's only sack. And so far in the ball game, third down conversions, Jefferson 2 out of 5. Waterloo West 0 for 3 so far on third down tries. Jefferson is 1 for 2 on fourth down tries. One of those successful because of a roughing the kicker. And three and outs, Waterloo West with 1, Jefferson with 3. And time of possession, Jefferson nearly doubling up the Wahawks. Jefferson has had it 15 minutes 42 seconds to 8 minutes and 18 seconds for Waterloo West defensively. So very interesting numbers in that first half of play.
Yeah, it's like you said, I think it's the tale of two teams. You've got the Waterloo West Wahawks, who tend to be more of a big play team, and again, as we talked about, being able to get that ball in space to their playmakers, which they've been able to do twice for long plays, versus the ground and pound of Jefferson and really that triple option of really wearing down the defense and, more importantly, controlling the ball in the time of possession, as we've seen, does two things. One, it allows their defense to rest, and two, it keeps Devin Moore and that Wahawk offense off the field. And they're winning that battle right now, but again, they have to solve that big play potential that Waterloo has shown that they're capable of.
Halftime, 21-20, the lead here for Waterloo West. Told you the other games tomorrow night. Cedar Falls is here at Kingston to take on the Washington Warriors. Mason City will go to Waterloo East tomorrow night. And I know that head coach Brian Webb, he told us in the pregame, he's still thinks this is a good football team. Despite the 0-5 start, still thinks it can make the playoffs. a win tonight would go a long way to help that out, certainly. You could probably lose maybe two, depending on how the opposition does in your division, in your district, but you definitely can't lose three now.
Yes, that's right. You know, and I think, like you said, winning this one tonight would go a long way. One, it evens their record up in the district at 1-1, where Wood, again, when you've got Mason City, you've got Waterloo East coming down the pike, plus a Cedar Falls team. When you've played the heavier part of your schedule earlier in the season and kind of worked out those kinks and gotten an opportunity to establish some things, you really want to be playing your best in the latter part of the season. And Jefferson has demonstrated that so far in the first half in this game and really looked as good as I've seen him look all year. And has, again, as they say, controls their own destiny with a big second half here to come, as well as the rest of the season with their opponents that they have left.
Of course, tomorrow night we'll have all the scores after the game on the KGYM Scoreboard Show. That's brought to you by J.D. Byrider again tomorrow night. And we will be over at Linmar Stadium for a battle between two teams that won their district openers last week. And Kennedy put 77 up on the board last week.
Again, you have to know a Coach White team is going to be finding their rhythm, and they've definitely found their offense and been able to do what he likes to do, which is run the ball and pound it, and using a variety of different people to be able to do that. And obviously, again, Linmar is also finding their stride right now with a come-from-behind win a few weeks ago here against Jefferson. And again, it'll be a really exciting football game over tomorrow night at Armstrong Field.
Well, not at Armstrong Field.
It's not Armstrong. What do they call it now?
Linmar Stadium.
Linmar Stadium. Okay.
You still know it as Armstrong Field.
You stay around this community long enough, it's hard to not call things what they used to be called. But it is a beautiful stadium.
Oh, it's beautiful.
So you know, and getting a chance to play over there a couple times when I was coaching football a few years ago in a JV game, and being part of some varsity contests, they've really done a nice job with that stadium. And Linmar Stadium, I will have to get that in my my lexicon before we get over there tomorrow.
Hey, it's still hard not to call it Armstrong Field, but they may have been fighting a little bit of the floodwaters this time, and they're probably pretty happy.
That's right. They're happy they relocated away from, Indian Creek by there. And I think a lot of us were happy that we didn't have to deal with the waters of Indian Creek like we did in 08 this time around.
Yeah, two good games coming your way tomorrow night at KGYM. We'll be over at Linmar Stadium for the Lions and the Kennedy Cougars. And then on the South Gym, 106.3 FM, Alex Kuhn will be down at Regina. Big battle for Class 1A District 4 supremacy. The two unbeatens left, Wilton and Regina, will play. So that'll be a lot of fun. And they'll have that game coming up tomorrow night for you as well. And again, all the scores tomorrow night after the ball game. We're in week 6 of the high school football season already. Just seems like yesterday it was about 95 degrees and we got started, but that's the way football goes.
Yeah, that's right. You know, especially in Iowa, you know, they said, what's the saying? Give it 10 minutes and then the weather will change. So it may be one way, 1 week. But again, it's also the game of football where you start in August and the heat and the humidity and play all the way now into what is October with them moving the season up and finishing right around Halloween. And you know that you're going to have some cool, crisp fall evenings for the kids to be able to compete in and the spectators to go out and watch some quality football.
Of course, you're thinking of quality basketball.
Yeah, right about now. You know, you start feeling that crisp in the air and start thinking a little bit about the round ball and getting excited for the upcoming season.
Yeah, and going to have a good group at Jefferson you're going to have to coach this year. I know you're looking forward to it.
Yeah, they're a really good group of young ladies who have worked hard and really excited to see what we can do this year in what is always a quality Mississippi Valley Conference.
Yep, going to be a really good league in girls basketball coming up this year. But, yeah, won't be too much longer, and you'll have practice.
That's right. I think we start November 7th, so just a little bit over a month away. And, again, like we said, it's just it's time to get around the kids and be in the gym and shift our focus to the round ball.
Halftime here, football, 21-20 Waterloo West on top of Cedar Rapids Jefferson as the Band Blue concludes their performance. Dennis Canuck is going to talk to Brian Webb, the head Jefferson football coach. That'll be coming up here in just a couple of minutes. We'll go ahead and take a break, come back with that interview and the second half after this here on KGYN.
It's a top 10 showdown in Class 1A this Friday night on KGYN. Join Alex Kuhn and Gary Fickle this Friday night at 7 on 106.3 FM as number 8 Wilton takes on number 1 Iowa City Regina. The Beavers come in unbeaten and look to take down the Regals in this battle for the top spot in Class 1A District 4. That's high school football presented by First Federal Credit Union, number 8 Wilton and number 1 Iowa City Regina. Friday night at 7 on 106.3 FM, the South Gym, KGYM.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's to Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
Band Blue off the field. Jayhawks footballers coming on to the field. And we're going to get a word from head coach Brian Webb coming up. Got to be happy with the running game. Got that back in motion, but got to get the big play capability of Waterloo West taken care of. And we've seen this from the Jayhawks before. They are right in it for the sixth straight week here at halftime. Brian Webb coaching from the field tonight, so it'll be easier for Dennis to track down here, as he will make his way out toward the field and toward Dennis as well. Susie Guider leading the folks that aren't in uniform tonight. And I see Brian Webb making his way toward Dennis. And we will get a word from the Jayhawk head coach coming up here in just a moment as we throw it down to Dennis.
All right, down here with Coach Brian Webb, down by 1 point to a very good Waterloo West team at the half. Missed extra point away from being tied, but you have to be very pleased. You talked about execution. You saw a lot of that in the first half from your team.
Well, this is where we've been every single game this year against Kennedy, Prairie, and everybody. So, it's, you know, this guy's got to put four quarters together and we can beat this team. So it's about playing four quarters, not hurting ourselves, and we can win this game. And the kids believe we can win the game, but we got to put four quarters together, not two.
It's been big play, a lot of good special teams by your Jayhawk team. What do you do to slow down this dangerous Waterloo West team in eliminating the big play?
I don't think there's a magic formula for that. They have a lot of athletes on their team. The quarterback makes a lot of things happen. We just got to take the opportunities when they make an error and capitalize on those errors and offensively continue to do what we're doing. So we got to put four quarters together. I mean, that's all I can say. We're real basic on offense right now, just trying to get really good at the basic stuff. So hopefully our guys are ready for the second half.
All right, Coach, good luck second half.
Thank you.
All right. There you go, guys. Coach Brian Webb and the Jayhawk team playing very well tonight. And like he said, we've seen a lot of this out of this Jayhawk team. We'll see what the second half brings. And if they can put that four quarters together like Coach Webb is looking for, back upstairs.
All right, DK, thank you. And that's been the magic so far that Jefferson has lacked, Jason, in the second half. Is they've been in all six games now. And now you got to put it away.
Yeah, I think some of that comes from possibly so many kids that are playing both sides of the ball. But again, any coach is not going to look for excuses. So you wonder how much fatigue will come into play, especially when you have to chase speed and if your defense is on the field a lot. But I do think that goes back to what we talked about earlier about the offense controlling not just the ball, but the clock, and be able to keep the kids that are playing defense off the field. And I think sometimes with that fatigue comes mental mistakes, comes assignment breakdowns, whether that be in special teams, and I know that happened to them in the second half, and some other games where they gave up some special teams plays, some block punts and situations like that, and you just hope that they've been able to learn from those mistakes from the past and find that mental fortitude or that mental toughness that football coaches and coaches in general talk so much two about their kids to be able to put a good second half together. You know, of those four quarters, two of them are done. So now it's a matter of learning from what you did in the first half, continuing to improve, and as Coach Webb has said, to make sure that they don't beat themselves. And it's going to start here with special teams in that kickoff return team, giving the offense good field position.
Yep, Jefferson's going to get the ball to start the second half. Tavian Rashad, Devontae Taylor. Taylor's already had a 99-yarder for a touchdown. And we shall see if he or Rashad can give Jefferson good field position here. As Ajahn Mohamedagic will get ready to kick it off for Waterloo West. He'll kick off from right to left. Jefferson's going to be going with the wind here in the third quarter. Down by a point. Here's the kick, a line drive, end-over-end kick, returnable at the 5. Taylor to the 10, 15, angling left, 20, another hole to the 30-yard line, to the 40, and he's going to go again! 95 this time, a little less than 99, but he'll take it. Touchdown, Devontae Taylor.
And again, I'm looking, and there's a flag down. So, looks like Tavian Rashad standing at the 40. I can't see number 9, and unfortunately it looks like a big momentum shift.
Oh, there it is, yep.
Is going to take more points off the board, and that's those mental mistakes that we talk about and start the second half that negates a big play and a big return for Devontae Taylor.
Yep, there it was. There was the flag down there, and I think Dennis saw what exactly happened down there. We'll go down to Dennis on the sidelines.
Yeah, guys, unfortunate for the Jayhawks. The flag was thrown on the far side of the field on the return, and they called a block in the back right there at the 40 where you called it, Jason. Back upstairs.
Yep, and Jefferson's going to be put back, way back to their own 18-yard line. So Jefferson has had two touchdowns called back tonight due to penalty.
Yeah, and those penalties, again, they've been costly. You say there's two, but in each case, those penalties have taken points off the board and been huge momentum shifters for back in Waterloo West's favor.
Double slot formation for the Jayhawks. Dylan Hart, the senior, he's gone all the way quarterback. Tavian Rashad behind him. They sent Furrow in motion. They'll run the option. Hand off Rashad, angling left. Cross the 20 and out to the 22-yard line. They follow the left side of that line. Victoria, Everts, and Culver over there. For a gain of about 3, maybe 4. Second down, we'll call it a little less than 7. Rashad over 100 yards, 102 in that first half. Same formation, and now we've got a penalty flag. And this is going to go against the offense, and now we've got two more penalty flags coming in late. So we may have more than one thing going on here. And you just can't shoot yourself in the foot.
That's right. Again, those mental mistakes that Coach Webb has been preaching so much about. And again, here he is meeting that young man off and talking to him about how he feels about that unfortunate false start penalty on, it looks like, number 67 there for the offensive line there for the Jayhawks.
Now the officials are going to come over and talk to Brian Webb here. Dan Hilby coming over. Now, the penalty to start with was going to be motion. Let's see what Jerry Winter has to say here. We got a dead ball penalty against Jefferson.
And a
personal foul penalty and an ejection. Hey. So that's double trouble there for the Jayhawks. And I think it's 67. Unfortunately, it's going to be David Bonner, their terrific right guard.
Yeah, and didn't see what took place after the fact, but if it's an ejection, then you wonder if something happened, maybe where he got frustrated about a play that continued and maybe threw a punch or kicked or something like that. It'd be interesting to find out, if we could, what took place that led to that ejection.
Yeah, Dennis is going to let us know. So it'll be second down and long, hard to throw. Going to throw the swing pass, caught by Taylor, tries to spin away from a tackler, couldn't do it. Going to be a gain of about a yard. Dennis, enlighten us.
Yeah, guys, Jason, you called it. It was after the play was over. David Bonner caught with a punch and that's an automatic ejection. So that young man, 67 for the Jayhawks, out of the ball game, and sets the Jayhawks back even further in their own end, back upstairs.
And thank you. Also missed the next game, too.
Yeah, that's again, it's something with sportsmanship and making sure the kids are playing within the rules that you want to make sure that that's unfortunate that it took place.
Oh, and a pass intercepted by Waterloo West. Coming back the other way with it is Meyer, the linebacker, on that slant again. It takes it back to the 5-yard line, and Waterloo West will have first and goal at the 5.
Man, that's those momentum shifts that starts again with the penalty, and then a couple huge penalties there. And again, Myers did a nice job of dropping back into his hook zone, reading the quarterback's eyes. And this time, unlike the first time that it happened where he tipped it, he came up with the interception and gave the ball back to Waterloo
West. Yeah, he almost had his second one tonight.
That's right. You know, again, it's that similar play where he just dropped in the alley, read the quarterback's eyes, and this time came up with a huge interception to give the ball back to Waterloo West.
First and goal for the Wahawks for Devin Moore. Although Moore not in there right now, is Waterloo West going to go with a little bit of a wildcat look, taking a left side, Carlton Todd, and he's in for the score. They were going to carry that one all the way in, and Carlton Todd took it off the left side and scores in one play.
Yeah, and again, it's giving the ball back with a short field, and Waterloo West capitalizes and goes up now 7 points here in this ball game.
Takes one play after the turnover. A 6-second drive that time by the Wahawks. And in to try the extra point, Muhammad Dajic out of the hold of Moore, and it's on its way, and it's good. And Waterloo West now up 28-20. Maybe, not to get over dramatic here, Jason, but maybe this could be the biggest crossroads of the year here for this Jefferson football team.
That's right. That, and it's funny you mentioned that, because that's exactly what I was thinking, is that when you are faced with similar things where you've been in tight ball games against quality opponents and you've made crucial mistakes at crucial times, and here you are early in the second half faced with that exact same situation, it's now going to be up to those kids whether or not that they respond to the coaching that they've been given, that they answer the bell. There's still a one-possession game where they can get right back in and either tie the game up or be back where they were. So it'll be up to them to respond to the challenges that they're faced with right now. And this, I couldn't agree with you more in terms of the crossroads, in terms of the season for Jefferson here, or at least in this game, and how they answer the challenge that they have in front of them.
So it will be Waterloo West to kick. Now, Jefferson has had two brought back for touchdowns. One was negated by a penalty. So I wonder if Waterloo West will try a little different approach this time. As ball teed up at the 40-yard line, kicking into the wind, and they will squib it this time. A high bounce, and coming up with it at the 35-yard line and going down with it. Immediately, they're one of the upbacks for Jefferson.
It looked like the kicker.
It's a Heffelfinger.
Yeah, you're out there getting a chance to return. Usually he does the punting and the field goal work, but that time getting a chance to field and, again, showing sure hands and coming up with that squib kick that Waterloo West utilized instead of kicking the ball deep to Devontae Taylor or Tavian Rashad.
Hart back in there after the interception with Rashad behind him. Two receivers out to the left and two to the right side. Furrow and Henderson to the right. From the near side hash mark, first down at the 39, West showing blitz. And the fake, keeper by Hart, across the 45, and knifes his way to the 47-yard line.
Again, good first down play there from Dylan Hart. Faked the ball to Tavian Rashad going to the right, kept it, going back to the left for that quarterback dive.
Runs that really, really well.
Yeah, that's one thing the young man does a really nice job of in this option, is reading his keys, securing the football and making sure it's not loose, and gaining positive yards.
Got eight right there. Quarterback draw. Hart kicks it out to the left side. He's got a first down into Wahawk territory and down to the Waterloo West 46. And that will go for 7, and Jefferson moves the sticks with a first down. Nothing fancy, like Brian Webb said. They're only running basic plays tonight.
That's right. Sometimes it's better to keep it simple. Put the ball in the hands of your playmakers and let them go do what they need to do to be successful.
First and 10. Handoff for Rashad coming to left side. Squirts through. He's to the 40-yard line, to the 39 before he's pushed back. Colton Hersey in on the stop that time for Waterloo West, but There's seven more on first down for Jefferson.
Again, nice hard run on the left side by Tavian Rashad. That was a trap play of Jefferson's own where they pulled the guard and the tackle back to the left side and picked up some positive yards.
Second down and three from the Wahawk 39. Strong side to the right. They sent Taylor in motion, running the option, fumbled football, loose, and I think West has got it.
Yep, that's that ball security that we talked about. It looked like he had a little trouble with the exchange between the fullback and the quarterback, Dylan Hart. Ball was on the deck, and Waterloo West comes up with another turnover.
Back-to-back Jayhawk turnovers. As Waterloo West will have it at the 41-yard line with 8:42 to play in the third quarter, up 28-20. And now your defense, which wasn't out there a whole lot in the first half, but they were chasing people. They got to come up with a big play, and now Devin Moore back in there at quarterback. Sends Carlton Todd in motion left to right, and now back to the left side. High snap, and the inside handoff to Amy. Starts right, back up the middle, and a good cutback. And takes it for about three out to the 44-yard line before he's brought down by Josh Furrow. And also on the stop, Jared Smith, 5'9", 230 junior.
Yeah, really good job up front, and again, making this a long second down play.
Moore looking over to the sidelines with his father, Lonnie Moore. He'll put Amy off from the left hip to the right hip now. Down to eight in the play clock. Four-man front. Hand off Amy. Started up the middle. Kicked it outside. And nothing doing. Ran into Montel Daniels. And also T.J. Kinnon in there for the Jayhawks.
Yeah, really, really nice job. Again, pinning their ears back. Staying low. Getting penetration and tackling the back for a loss.
Back to the original line of scrimmage. And it'll be third down and a full 10 for West. They need the Jefferson 49. Two in the slot. Single receivers left and right. Moore rolling the pocket to the near side. Throws on the run. Incomplete. Diving attempt by Levi Linus. And it'll be fourth down.
Yeah, and that's a good stop for the defense. You got to see Coach Busing down there again celebrating the another three and out that his defense was able to hold here to give the ball back to the offense. And, again, a nice job by the defense of answering at least on that job on that drive and giving the ball back to the offense
without any extra points being put up there. So far for Waterloo West, this is their second punt of the night. Here comes Jefferson trying for the block. They don't get it. High kick into the wind. Jayhawks will let it go. Takes a big Jayhawk bounce back to the 46-yard line where it's touched up at the 45, they'll say. And it's going to end up only about a 14-yard punt into the wind.
Yeah, and that's, again, it shows that wind is definitely a factor like we had heard earlier. And it definitely took a friendly Jayhawk bounce and ended up just with really good field position here for the offense.
Only the second three and out for Waterloo West tonight. And they'll say it's going to be on the 49-yard line, so it's only an 11-yard punt. Looked like one of the Wahawks touched it up at the 46, but apparently missed it.
Yeah, and again, it definitely field position is key in, again, a tight ball game like that, and they'll take every yard they can get.
First down from the 49. Hart stays in there. Twins left, twins right. And the keeper by Hart dives into Wahawk territory after he took it right out of the breadbasket of Tavian Rashad, and he'll go for five down to the Wahawk 46-yard line. We're down under 7 minutes to play in the third quarter in Waterloo West. Unbeaten, number 8 Waterloo West, up 28-20 here over Cedar Rapids Jefferson. Here's Hart running the option, handoff straight up the middle, only about a yard for Rashad.
Again, a host of Waterloo West up the middle. Linebacker, it's number 42 with the interception. Filling hard, reading that quarter, the fullback dive, filling that gap and making a stick right there at the line of scrimmage.
Third down for the Jayhawks. Third down, we'll call it a long four. They need the Waterloo West 41-yard line. Wahawks in a four-man front. Spread formation here for Jefferson. Hart on the quarterback draw. Angling to the right side and twisted close to a first down. Going to depend on the spot here. But I think he got it.
And they're moving it. That's Brian Irby and Eric Jurdy over there already moving the stick, so it must be something that they saw. And, again, the referees agree with them.
Yep, first down on the gain of four, a little more than four. Glad you got the chains gang over there.
They slipped me a little hot dog money before.
First down from the 41. Here is the sweep. Nothing doing for Rashad. Duffy was right there. Ryan Duffy, 6'3", 200-pound linebacker. And brought him down. We got a Wahawk that's slow to get up. Going to be a loss of about three back to the 44.
That's one thing when you go no huddle. You tend to use the same snap count, and it just seemed like that time that the defense was able to time that snap before the ball was snapped by the center. And, again, a blitz called up the middle, timed the snap, and was able to tackle Taven Rashad in the backfield for a loss.
Lonnie Moore is going to come out and take a look at his player. As he's down at about the 49-yard line. There was a big pile-up right there. Susie Guider is going to go out there as well, the Jefferson trainer. And been a hard-hitting game, but a very pretty clean game tonight.
Yeah, that's right. On both sides of the ball, you got kids flying around, and I think there was just a pile that young man got caught underneath. And just as we said earlier, we hope that he's able
to Amy too.
To walk off under his own power and that he'll be back. But definitely will be a loss maybe for them on offense if he is unable to return.
Yeah, that's Harrison Amy, the starting running back. Also plays a lot on the defensive side of the ball. Not a starter, but plays a lot. Second down, about 13, 5:41 to play here in quarter number three, and Waterloo West up 28-20 here on the Jayhawks of Jefferson. Henderson and Taylor out to the right side, one receiver, Bell to the left. Hart will throw. Going to set up the middle screen, caught by Taylor and then broken up.
And that was a great read by number 56 there for Waterloo West.
Awesome.
Yeah, where he sniffed out that screen. Again, they had pressure coming up, but it was just, you always want to have those defensive linemen that have that instinct when it's third and second and long when screen's coming, and he did a nice job of stopping his rush and getting in the passing lane for where the screen developed and being there right as the ball arrived to Devontae Taylor and blowing that play up.
Very good play there. Third down at 13. Coming up. Four-man front for West. Here they come with the blitz. Hart quick out. Caught. Nope. Dropped. 40-yard line. Devontae Taylor was going to turn up field and take a look before he had the ball in possession.
That's right. It's probably one of the biggest reasons why receivers dropped the ball is he just took his eye off of it right before he secured the catch and tucked it in. And unfortunately, he dropped it and brings up fourth down for the Jayhawks.
Yeah, Jayhawks will punt at the 44. They're going to try to pin West down there. Heffelfinger to punt it away to Levi Lenius, who's set up at about the 10. Jefferson punting with the wind here with 5:25 to play in the third. Snap back, no pressure, gets it away. Nice spiral kick angling to the near side. It's going to go out of bounds. Hey, a little old school right there, Jason.
Yeah, that's the coffin corner. Trying to see here where he's going to get his spot, but that was definitely a nice punt here.
We'll see where Dan Hilby and Jerry Winter will mark it. And there it is, at about the 15-yard line. Let's go down to Dennis with an update.
Guys, I took a stroll over to the Waterloo West sideline. Harrison Amy came off with the help of the trainers, and they are looking at that left ankle. He's back on the bench having that ankle taken a look at. We'll keep an eye on it and update you on the progress back upstairs to you.
All right, Dennis, thanks. And that will mean Paulus is in there as the running back now for Waterloo West. Moore on the handoff to Paulus. They try that right side again and can't get a whole lot out of it back to the line of scrimmage, and that is it. As a whole bunch of Jayhawks are right there. Daniel Stewart, Tavian Rashad. No gain that time. It'll be second down and 10. Fourth carry, 11 yards on the night for Paulus, who comes in as the number two tailback. So second down, we'll call it 10 for Waterloo West. Middle of the field, 4:40 to play here in the third. Shotgun snap, Moore back to throw, flings it to the far side, caught at the 15, and an ankle tackle.
Nice open field tackle. That's, again, Josh Furls, number 36, one-on-one with speed. Did a nice job of containing that and going down and wrapping up and keeping that to a short game.
Yeah, Carlton Todd, the receiver, he's already had one big play tonight that went for 54 yards. Third and eight coming up for Waterloo West, up 28-20. Moore will send Lennius in motion to the left and now back to the right. Moore to throw. Throws the middle man wide open. Caught at the 30-yard line. Todd breaks the tackle. He's to the 40-yard line. Reverses and spins. Gets to the 50 and brought down at the Jayhawk 49-yard line.
Like that time, the Jayhawks got caught into a little blitz. They went in a little shuffle motion. What they call shuffle motion is where they send that short inside slot receiver to the tackle and then back out. And then, Moore went away from where the motion was, where we had a Todd wide open up the seam and picked up the first down.
There had to be some sort of a mess up defensively there for Jefferson. Burt in there on offense on first down. Moore on the handoff. Paulus going to the right side. Seemingly always running to the right, only a gain of about a yard that time. It'll be second down and nine as Paulus still in there for Amy, who is out.
Right now, the Jayhawks look a little confused. The tempo, they've got kids right now. Seem like they're just kind of not quite sure.
In motion is Cooper. Moore to throw. Rolls right. Throws left. Almost intercepted. As coming up and making the play on it there for the Jayhawks was Kyler Bell. Deshaun Cooper, the intended receiver. Third down coming up. Seems that there's not a lot of intermediate stuff tonight for West. It's all the short stuff or long.
That's right. You know, like you said, you don't see a whole lot of pass routes even in their offense of in between 10 to 15 yards. Everything's either seams down the field or quick throws out to the flat in space and allowing athletes to make people miss.
1 for 4. That is it tonight for Waterloo West on third down. Twins left, twins right, one set back in the gun. Here's Moore back to throw, being flushed out of the pocket. Started left, reverses field. Now throws the far sideline and threw it away, incomplete. Going out there for Banker, but that was good coverage all over the place by the Jayhawks.
Good, and again, it started up front with getting pressure on Moore and not allowing him to get comfortable. And he scrambled to his left, had to reverse field, come back to his right. And again, for a left-handed quarterback to try to throw when he's running to his right is a little bit difficult. And that started with really good pressure that Chris Busey and the defensive brought up front.
Well, lining up the punt on fourth down and seven from the Jayhawk 47. Will be Muhammad Dajic. Gets a good snap. Pressure coming. Got it away. Into the wind. A high kick, and the wind will just push it back. And another Jayhawk bounce. And this time, right there, one of the upbacks for the Wahawks to touch it at the 31.
That's one thing if the defense can get the Wahawks to punt that they've shown is that this wind is affecting their punts, and it is making the ball hang up high and then bounce back towards the Waterloo West side of the field. And when the defense can get that punt team on the field, it's been beneficial for them.
28-20, Waterloo West. 2:49 to play third quarter. Jefferson scrimmaging from the 30-yard line. Hart running the option on the handoff, and Rashad just crushed again. Right at the line of scrimmage. In fact, they'll give him a loss of 2 back to the 29-yard line.
You just wonder sometimes if they could just get a quick 5 yards just by changing up that snap count just a touch, because I tell you, that defensive line and those linebackers really do seem to just be getting off the ball and timing the snap.
Jonathan Jackson in there as a defensive lineman, defensive tackle right now for Waterloo West, showing blitz from the outside. Hart back to throw. Penalty flags down. And that'll stop the play. And this will go against the Jayhawks. And we'll throw it downstairs to Dennis for an update.
Guys, quick update on Harrison Amy. Good news for the Warhawks. They have applied some ice to that area just under the left knee, and he is back on his feet and has his helmet and looks like he's been given the green light to re-enter the game, guys. Back upstairs.
You got the hat. You're ready to go.
That's right. It's good news for, again, like you said, a hard-working young man is playing both sides of the ball.
Hart throwing into double coverage, incomplete. Overshot his intended receiver. Tried to get it out there to Mitch Hall. And it is third down. you recall in the first quarter, Jason, everything was second and short, third and short when Jefferson had it, and now the last couple quarters it's been third and long.
Yeah, and it seems like, well, it seems like this half, with the biggest thing has been penalties. It was only one penalty in the first half, and there's been a few more here to start the second half.
Third down and long. Hart straight back to throw. Going to throw the near side. And it's caught by Furrow on a sliding catch. And a late flag comes in. Caught it at the 45-yard line.
That was a sliding catch there by Josh Furrow. Again, ran on a wheel route where he started as the slot. And a wheel route is the outside receiver goes inside and runs like a post. And he'll come right off of his outside hip. And had to slide and go get it. Made a great catch. And then he picked up a 15-yard afterwards where the West had a little extracurricular after the play was over.
15 yards against Waterloo West. And that's going to move it into Wahawk territory. Going to be all the way down to the Waterloo West 40. Remember, this is still a one-possession game as 0-5 Jefferson trying to knock off 5-0 Waterloo West. Furrow in motion. He'll get it on the jet sweep. Got a block, turns it up, and then ran right into the linebacker, Sam Gerst.
Yeah, and a great play there. Here's the leading tackler there for Waterloo West. Again, sniffed out that jet sweep, ran that open window that he saw, and made a play for a short game.
24 solo tackles, and you can add another one.
Yeah, that was a nice play.
Furrow's first carry of the night goes for three. It will be second down. We'll call it a little more than seven. Keeper to Rashad, and again push back. Right at the line of scrimmage. And right there for Waterloo West, Caleb Dodd. Backup quarterback and a linebacker. On the stop, and again, third and long.
You got to like a backup quarterback to play his linebacker.
That's a tough dude.
That's a tough dude.
42 seconds to play here in the third quarter. The clock ticking. And on third down, here's Hart running the option. Tried to pitch it out, had to turn it up, and hit after a gain of about a yard. And that was it.
And a big decision here for Brian White. I keep calling Brian White. I'm sorry, Brian. Webb. I'm so used to calling Webb. I'm sorry. Big decision here for Brian Webb. Fourth down. So they're going to let the clock run out, and then they'll get the wind here to start the fourth quarter and see what he decides to do on this fourth and medium play.
Yep, you have a little extra time to talk it over as we've come to the end of the third quarter. After three, it's Waterloo West 28, Cedar Rapids Jefferson 20. We'll be back with the fourth quarter after this one-minute timeout as you're listening to High School Football, presented by First Federal Credit Union on KGYM Sports.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Lamar's Insurance Company use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Call Millhiser Smith Agency today, your local Lamar's agent, or visit us online at millhisersmith.com to see how much you could save.
If you can't count on your car, you can't count on getting anywhere, like work. That doesn't help you get ahead. But J.D. Byrider can. They'll work out a monthly payment you can afford, and your vehicle will include a zero deductible, 36-month, 36,000-mile limited warranty, and oil changes for the life of your loan. Get a vehicle you can afford and depend on at J.D. Byrider in Cedar Rapids. Ask for your Booster Club bonus, and they'll give you $250 towards your down payment, plus $250 to the Booster Club of your choice. J.D. Byrider, 3837 First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids.
Back with you at Kingston Stadium. Scott Unash along with Jason Edwards and Dennis Canuck on the sidelines. Jefferson's going to go for it on fourth down. They're 1-for-2 tonight, down by 8. First play of the fourth quarter from the West 36. Shotgun snap to Hart. Throws the out. Caught at the 35 by Furrow. Gang tackled. And he's going to be short of the first down. By about a yard. Cooper over there. Lennius over there as well.
Again, ran a little 5-yard out pattern just short of the sticks. And a good play by that defensive back from Waterloo West to come up and keep Furrow short of the first down and give the ball back to the offense.
But I like the play call.
Absolutely. You know, again, when you're trying to establish an attitude and a winning mindset, you want to let your kids know that you believe in them, and definitely like the play call there that Coach Webb did in going for it in a crucial time, and now it's up for the defense to do their job and get the ball back to them.
See, Waterloo West takes a little bit more time now with the lead, 28-20. Noah Bonner warming up, and we got the Wildcat going again for the Wallhawks. High snap, Todd brings it down, starts up the middle, tried to kick it to the outside and ran into Keenan Stewart. That worked for the touchdown earlier on.
It's a little different when you're at the 30 with 70 yards to go. I was a little confused when I saw Moore out wide. Noticed that when you called the Wildcat, that's what it was, a direct snap there to speed, trying to just create space. But I would think in this situation, you want to put the ball in the hands of the person that is your major playmaker and Moore. And that's what they go back here to.
Moore shotgun snap. Flushed out of the pocket, rolling to the left side, throws the sideline, coming back, and a diving catch. Carlton Todd, a beauty at the Jayhawk 48, or check that, the Waterloo West 48.
Again, it was a deep comeback past the sticks for the first down. Again, this time it was Moore to Cooper instead of the direct snap. It rolled out to his left where he's comfortable and was able to put the ball where he could catch it.
Heck of a throw and a catch right there. Gain of 16 and a Waterloo West first down. 9 of 16 tonight for Devin Moore. From the 48, twins left, twins right. Inside handoff. This is Amy back in there, and Jayhawks waiting for him. Tavian Rashad, Daniels all there. Furrow as well.
Again, good play by Tavian Rashad, and we know how he is on defense. I believe he's the state's
all-time
leader.
Leading tackler.
And again, a nice read on by that young man on that run play and came up filled and wrapped him up and stopped it for a short for a loss.
247 yards for Waterloo West after three quarters, 238 for Jefferson. Jayhawks have had two touchdowns called back tonight via penalty. Second down and long, second down and 11. Lenia starts in motion, comes back, shuffling to the right side. Inside handoff to Amy, starts right back up the middle, breaking tackles, 45-40. Down the middle of the field, lost the football, punched away from behind. Jefferson's got it. Looks like the Jayhawks have it at the 26. Kyler Bell punched it away, and Jefferson's got it.
Again, that's not giving up on the play. That Imey made a nice run. He was cutting. The ball was exposed. The number two, Kyler Bell, did a great job of what we call rip and rake, where he came across over the top, made contact with the ball, and raked it out, caused a turnover, and gave the ball back to the Jayhawks offense.
Gain of 26, but the fumble gives it right back to Jefferson. With 10:02, plenty of time remaining here in the ballgame. First down, Jayhawks at the 26-yard line. Dylan Hart still in at quarterback. Noah Vauder was taking some snaps on the sideline, the junior. Off the fake, Hart starts the right side, push back after a gain of a yard. Let's go downstairs. On the sidelines, Dennis Canuck with an update.
Yeah, guys, the strip and fumble recovery by Kyler Bell happened right in front of me down here. Great play. Never gave up on the play as Harrison Amy was breaking loose up the middle, punched the ball away. Jefferson able to recover. We'll see if this is the big momentum changer that they need to put them right back in this game, guys. Back upstairs.
All right, second down and 9. Need some yardage here. They send Taylor in motion. He'll get it on the jet sweep, going to the short side, cuts back up the numbers and gets close to the 30-yard line. They'll give a forward progress of about 3. But third down and 7 off the fifth carry for 21 yards tonight for Devontae Taylor.
Again, a good job by the Waterloo West defense of stringing that play out, that jet sweep to the right. Again, making sure that thing doesn't get outside your outside contained man at the end man line of scrimmage and forcing it back to your help and stopping it for a short gain.
Jefferson 4 of 10 on third down. Third down and 7 here. Shotgun snap, hard to throw. Being pressured, rolling right, throws off the back foot and just threw it away. And Waterloo West wanting grounding. They're saying nobody was around. Now the officials are going to talk it over. Over there in the far side, they may have a case. And we see the flag come out.
And Coach Moore definitely was animated. He was on the spot. He had the ear of the sideline judge, and they agreed with what he saw. There wasn't a receiver in the area, and Jefferson is going to lose some yards and bring up a fourth down here on that intentional grounding call.
Yeah, more importantly, it's a loss of down. 28-20, Waterloo West. We had all sorts of scoring in the first quarter. to be exact, and the defenses have picked it up since then.
That's right. I think we saw that Jeff didn't score at all there in the third quarter, and West only scored seven, and the defenses definitely woke up here after that first quarter.
Here's the punt by Heffelfinger, this time into the wind. Fair catch called for and made at the 47-yard line. Going to be a 30-yard punt. And good field position with 8:40 to play here for Waterloo West. And now the Wahawks going with the win here in quarter number four.
Well, they started that the last series in the Wildcat, realizing that they want to control the clock themselves since they're up with one possession. So it'll be interesting to see if they go back to that or if they stay with that what's got them there with the passing and more of the one back set.
Second best field position of the night. Moore, high snap, hands it off to Amy. On the cutback, he's loose to the 30. Down the near sideline, turns on the speed, got the corner, and he's got a touchdown with no flags down. Amy's, he looked okay. He looked healthy there.
Yep, whatever that ice that they put on that ankle, again, that tough linebacker, tough running back, wanted to make up for the fumble that he had on the open field, and in that time he had the ball high and tight, tucked across the sternum, and was able to turn that big play into a touchdown.
47-yard scamper, and he was pretty much untouched. And Waterloo West with their biggest lead of the night at 14 now. And a big extra point to boot here to make it a 15-point lead. More to hold. Kick on its way up, and it is good. 35-20, Waterloo West on top. We'll take a 30-second timeout and come back to Kingston after this. You're listening High School Football, presented by First Federal Credit Union here on KGYM.
Hey, you should be thinking about the game, not your business. I understand. I'm Colin Forrest with Holmes Murphy. We handle the worry factor for businesses like yours every day. We're always thinking ahead to find insurance solutions that lower your risk, your costs, and maybe even your blood pressure. Right now, take a break and focus on the game. And when you're back in the office, find out who we are, how we think, and what we do to make your business life less stressful at HOLMESMurphy.com. Holmes Murphy, thinking ahead.
Back with you here at Kingston. And Waterloo West now up by two scores here as the Wahawks put up a long touchdown. Yet another long play.
Another big play again defensively. This time was the run versus the pass. Again, Imey coming in, seeing something on the left side, keeping the ball high and tight, cutting back to the right, and turning a little fullback trap to the left into a big play for a touchdown.
Waterloo West to kick it away. Ajan Muhammad Dajic to kick it away. Jefferson flip-flopping personnel, and they're going to kick it low over in the far side. Shoestring catch made to the 15-yard line. Devontae Taylor started left, cut it back to the right to the 30, and twisted down as he got to the 35-yard line. Had a 99-yarder earlier. Had another one brought back by penalty.
And that's the one thing the Jayhawks has shown offensively, that they are capable of big plays themselves and quick strikes. They just have to make sure that they shore up a couple of those plays that they had called back on penalties. But again, they still have plenty of time in this ball game to come back, and even though they're down two and it's a little tougher, but they still have plenty of time to do it.
First down, Rashad's going to go into slot left side for the Jayhawks. Hall on the left side as well. Shotgun to Hart, looking left all the way. Now caught, brought down. Coverage sack that time. And coming in is Nick Jones.
That's right. It looked like they had everybody locked down man-to-man. Linebackers came up the middle. Dylan looked to his right. There was no one there. Came back, and by that time, the defense was able to get there for the sack.
Second down after the loss of eight. Second down and 18, back on the 26 on the right hash mark. Shotgun to Hart, back to throw. Flushed again, throws in a run. Low catch made, Rashad turns up 35-40. Far sideline and out of bounds, and a late hit going to be called against Waterloo West.
Yeah, it looked like he came and shoved him over into the bench on the sideline, and it's going to be another 15 yards on a crossing route pass to the flat that Tavian Rashad got from Dylan. Picked up the first down, and another big penalty for West after the play. I think their second one of the night as well.
I mean, a gain of 21 and then add 15 more to it. As Rashad was hit pretty hard over there on the sideline. He's up, though, and Keenan Stewart's going to come into the backfield for the first time tonight. The big man for the Jayhawks, 6'3", 235-pound junior. On first down, Hart to throw. Going to roll left, throw that way into double coverage and almost picked off there by Mario Wright. Hart would like to have that one back. Threw that one right into double coverage.
Yeah, it looked like it was a little high. Again, Kyler Bell was out there in the flat, but just a little bit out above his reach. And it almost was a nice interception there by number 7 for Waterloo West.
Second down at 10. Jefferson at the West 36. 35-20 Wahawks lead the Jayhawks. Stewart, the lone setback. And again, Hart to throw. Nope, he's going to take it on the quarterback draw. Following Stewart up the middle and gets inside the 35. They'll give him down to all the way to the 32-yard line on a pickup of 4. Hart now with 44 tough yards tonight and one touchdown.
Yeah, again, that triple option, even though they're down 2 scores, they still have to run the ball, and he will find ways to, with the quarterback draw, to beat you not only with his arm but with his legs, and that was on that second down play where he picked up 4 yards.
Bell, Furrow, and Taylor to the left side. Blitz coming. They're going to throw out in the flat. Caught by Taylor at the 35. Got a block at the 30-yard line and out of bounds at the 25.
And that was a good block out there by number 2, Kyler Bell. Had a chance to maybe pick up a flag for blocking the back, but did a nice job of just putting his hands up and using his body to shield the defender versus pushing him and picking up what would have been a big penalty.
Gain of 8 and a first down. 24-yard line. Rashad back into the games. He's in the slot right. Henderson up top to the right. Shotgun to Hart. Rolls right. Under pressure. Got away from one. Trying to get away from another one. And just flipped the ball away. Incomplete. And this might be another grounding.
I think so. And again, I can see he's just trying to make something happen. He had someone draped around his legs. That's one of those ones where you just have to make a little smarter decision with the football. Take the sack versus taking that loss of down and an intentional grounding penalty.
Yep, going to be an intentional grounding call again on Jefferson. And I think Dennis is ready for an update. We'll go downstairs and on the 5-yard line to DK.
Yeah, guys, just commenting on the grounding call there. The official head official dropped his flag immediately. That was kind of a no-brainer. Jefferson just trying to bail out and get rid of the football, but it's going to set him back upstairs.
Second down and long. Hart going to throw the deep fade. Left side going for Bell, and it's almost intercepted again.
Actually, that was a sub. That's number 12.
Oh, that was Noah Vauder. Yeah, you're right.
I think after the couple penalties, I know that he's come in a few times this season, and again, it's given opportunity, and threw a nice deep ball, but almost was an interception deep there by Waterloo West.
Vauder, 11 of 38, 127 yards this year, and he will stay in there. He's the throwing quarterback of the two. So it'll be third down and a bunch for the Jayhawks. Low snap. Here is a screen out of the backfield. Keenan Stewart in open fields. Stiff arms one, and then gang tackled as he gets to the 30-yard line. And it will go for a gain of about 7 to Stewart. Really, it's 4th and 16, but you really got to go for it.
Yeah, down 2 possessions at this point with the clock ticking in just over 6 minutes. Again, this is one of those first downs that the Jayhawks are going to have to pick up. Definitely 4 down territory.
4th and 16 for Jefferson. They need just about the 14. Vauder will stay in there. 14 on the play clock. Stewart will stay in as a running back. Gets a snap. Back to throw, setting up the middle screen, knocked away incomplete. Trying to get it to Devontae Taylor.
And once again, I think number 56, as he did earlier, same thing. He smelled out screen, broke off his pass rush, and was there to break up that screen play, the number 11.
Yeah, Brandon Clausen, the man.
He's done a really nice job on screen. Again, that's something a lot of times you don't coach. Kids just have to be able to feel. But it's almost like they scouted that play tonight and realized that they were going to see it a lot. But twice now, he's been there at key times to break up screen plays.
So Jefferson gives it up on downs. And Waterloo West on the 30-yard line, up 15 with 5:46 to play. We'll try to grind out the clock here. Stay in that spread. Todd starts in motion, comes back, hand off to Amy up the middle, trying to weave his way for some yardage and gets to the 34. TJ Kinnon there. Also at the bottom of the pile, Jared Smith.
Again, you've called his name a couple times tonight. He's really done a nice job. I would think he's probably in there for Bonner, who had to head inside earlier for a poor decision that he made early in the first, in the second half. But Jared has really done a good job at the D-line spot for the Jayhawks tonight.
Amy has 146 yards tonight and two touchdowns. On the ground. It hasn't really been more that's really hurt the Jayhawks. And there's a run, and Amy runs right in to Mr. Garnett, all 335 pounds of him.
Yeah, it's the first time I think we've seen him tonight as well. A big body, I believe a junior, and did a really nice job of holding down the middle and tackling the ball for no gain.
Yeah, Jagvis is going to come out now. But he made his presence known right there.
That's right. Did his job. Anytime you have somebody with that size, it's a lot of times you have to use two people to block him, and he did a really nice job. Again, now he gets to take a break and gives it to the speedy pass rush guys here on third down.
And we're going to have a Waterloo West timeout. They'll stop the clock. 4:28 to play in the game. We'll take a 30-second timeout as well. It's number 8, Waterloo West, 35, and the Jefferson Jayhawks, 20. Back to Kingston after this on KGYM.
There are so many choices for a home loan. Options are crucial when it comes to a first-time home purchase, mortgage refinancing, or bill consolidation loan. Hi, I'm Dan Hillers with First Federal Credit Union. Being able to select the absolute best loan for your situation can literally save you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced homeowner, I promise to work to find the solution that is right for you. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
Back with you here at Kingston Stadium. Don't forget, tomorrow night we're out at Linmar. Metro Battle District game, as it'll be the Linmar Lions hosting the Kennedy Cougars. 7 o'clock on 1600 AM and 107.5. Wilton at Regina in Iowa City on 106.3 tomorrow. Looking forward to the games. Devin Moore in there at quarterback. 9 of 16 tonight for Moore and 178 yards and a couple of touchdowns for the Iowa State recruit. Moore to throw again, throws in the flat, low catch made, and then the ball was dropped. They're going to say incomplete. Going to say Lenius did not have it there, and an emphatic call right away there by the officials.
Again, that was a good play defensively to come up and rip that ball out. I didn't see who that was there, but you could see them sniff the play going out to the flat. As we said earlier, not a whole lot of pass routes in the intermediate, more just in the short flat area. Broke on the ball and ripped it out of there to make that thing incomplete.
Fourth down, and Waterloo West will punt. And the thing about a spread offense, it's tough to take time off a clock. You're not used to it.
Especially with the big play. You know, they're not used to having to ground and pound and getting in those old school formations where you just need 3 yards in a cloud of dust tends to be space and tends to be speed, and a lot of times they're not the best at clock management.
Good punt back to Taylor at the 27. Comes to the 30, sidestepping folks, and kind of went down awkwardly at the 35-yard line.
Yeah, and looks like he bounced up, but definitely fielded that punt and got a few extra yards, and a good tackle there by Waterloo West in the open field.
39-yard punt, 7 on the return, and with 4:09 to go, Jefferson will have it. Down 35-20. As the Jayhawks will keep Noah Vauder in there at quarterback. Rashad the setback. Vauder gets a snap. He is back to throw. Going to throw to Rashad, and it's knocked down by Burt, incomplete. It's a good Waterloo West team. I'm not sure they're up at the level of Kennedy or Wash that we've seen, but this is a very solid football team.
That's right. I think the thing, anytime you have a team that with big play potential like they have, they're in a position that they can be able to play with different styles. But it's like we said the last series, are they able to ground it and pound it when they need to and be able to play with leads and manage the clock?
Vaughter on the run, a penalty flag down, and Vaughter gets hit hard by Carlton Todd to put him out of bounds. But the penalty flag came out at about the 35-yard line. This might go against Jefferson. And the Jayhawks, again, what could have been tonight.
Again, I think it's the story of what Coach Webb has been preaching to the kids and what they've been working on all year, being in games for a half and doing things not to shoot themselves in the foot. And the story of the second half has been just costly penalties. Whether that be the penalty on the 95-yard kickoff return or that led to the ejection and then an interception right after that. Again, just costly penalties at crucial times.
And I have a personal foul against Waterloo West. That's interesting. Now, they're going to take that from the 35-yard line and probably, well, that ball is going to be moved all the way down to the Waterloo West 35. So they must have had the 15 yards on the Vaughter run.
That's one thing I think West has done a few times tonight, is just a little bit extra after the play. You know, whether that be a hit, a late hit on Tavian on the Rashad on the sideline, or in this situation, just a little bit playing to the whistle, not through the whistle.
We'll go down to Dennis coming up on first down. Vaughter rolls left, throws sideline, caught by Uncle, who got popped by right but held on for the gain of 8. Dennis, will throw it to you.
On that personal foul, guys, the explanation from the official was the linebacker took out the wide receiver and in a way that violated the rules, obviously, guys. So I think some extracurricular before or after the whistle resulted in the 15 yards. Back up here.
Vaughter to throw on second down and 1. He's going to throw deep, sideline, and it's incomplete. Threw it out of bounds, intended for Jacob Henderson. And it will be third down and a yard coming up for the Jayhawks. Down 35 to 20, still 3:35. You got time, you got 3 timeouts left. Certainly this is not undoable.
Again, it's plenty of time in this ball game. They score here. You know they've been working a lot on onside kick. It's something that every coach works in their special teams play. And give yourself an opportunity to execute that with the score here.
Third down and 1. And Vaughter on the keeper himself. Up the middle. Got popped to the 20, but he's got a first down. He takes it for about 7 and a Jayhawk first down. Middle just opened right up there beautifully. And now Jefferson, no huddle. They're going to go quick, 3:25, clock rolling here. And now they are going to stop things up here and going to get a Waterloo West timeout. Defensive timeout here taken by Lonnie Miller and Waterloo West with 3:23 to play here in the game. And Waterloo West up 35-20 here over the Jayhawks. Maybe take a shot at the end zone here, perhaps.
Absolutely. It's first down, and you're inside the red zone. Noah Vaughter has a good arm. You want to tell him to throw it at the back pylon. If you do, put it in a position where you don't turn the ball over. But you definitely want to make sure that you have an opportunity to throw the ball. You know, the Jayhawks have not thrown the ball outside a whole lot. They tend to throw the ball more down the slot, down the seams, or inside to their inside receivers. But definitely want to, and I'm sure Coach Webb has something dialed up where he's going to try to get the ball in the end zone as quickly as he can here coming out of the timeout.
Coach Evans was out there that time to talk things over. Jeff Softs, by the way, tonight put up a really good fight but fell 19-14 to Waterloo West. 19-13, I beg your pardon. As West scored in the last couple of minutes of that game to come away with the sophomore win. First down from the 18-yard line. Shotgun to Vaughter. Short drop. Looks the middle. Almost picked off again. And that's at least 3 drops by the defense. That's Caleb Dodd, the linebacker. Something Wes saw in film, they're executing really well defensively on that play.
Again, that linebacker just seems to be dropping right to his hook zone, which is anywhere from 12 to 14 yards deep in the middle of the field. Read the quarterback's eyes and almost had his third interception.
Quarterback drop, Bonner 15, Bonner to the 10, and dives ahead. Should have enough for the first down, down to about the Waterloo West 7.
The key with that is it stops the clock, picks up the first down, gives them an opportunity to get their offense set here, and again try to score with as little time run off the clock.
First and goal inside the 8-yard line. Vonner with one setback. Again, quarterback draw, off the fake to Rashad, and push back as he gets to about the 6-yard line. Vonner's giving Jefferson a little spark here on this drive.
He's a junior, good-looking kid. He's got a decent arm. Again, can beat you. He'd run the quarterback draw pretty well. Let's see if he can get him in the end zone to finish this drive.
Slot left, slot right. Shotgun snap to Vonner. Quick out, caught by Furrow. Turns it up at the 10, gets to the 5, and got hit hard by Carlton Todd right there. Will stop the clock, but Jefferson's going to have third and goal at the 5, down 35-20.
Again, good decision there by Josh Furrow once he caught the ball to get what he could get and then get out of bounds to get the clock stopped. Because, again, right now time is on the side of Waterloo West, and you want to be able to conserve as much as possible to get to this special team play after if they can get the ball in the end zone.
Fourth catch, 50 yards for Furrow. Third and goal. Wide side of the field to the left. Hart, or make that Vonner, will roll that way. He'll tuck it under. Taking himself and got pounded as he got to the 3-yard line. He gave a little bit of a shot as well to Clausen.
That's right. It was a nice hard hit coming up, and unfortunately looked like the Waterloo West took the other end of it. Still has a young man down, but that was a nice hard sprint out to the left by Vonner and finishing the run with his pads low and really, again, delivering the blow inside the 10-yard line.
Yeah, Dennis was right down there, and maybe we'll throw it down to him. Pretty good collision down there between a Wahawk and a Jayhawk, Dennis.
Yeah, one of several, especially in this fourth quarter. It's been a very hard-hitting ball game, and especially down the stretch here, guys, and we do have a Wahawk on the field. I can't get his number. He's facing the opposite direction of me here, but pointing to the left leg, and the trainers are out working on him. It's 56 Clausen. He is back on his feet now, walking off somewhat under his own power, limping a little bit on that left leg, but heavy contact down here and a big collision at the 3-yard line, guys, brings up a big fourth down for the Jayhawks back upstairs.
Yeah, this is fourth down of the game right here for Jefferson. Down 35-20. And Lonnie Moore gets a little extra coaching in there as he goes to the sideline.
Yeah, it looked like he was none too happy about something on that last play. And maybe it was just like you said, maybe a little chippy afterwards, but definitely had some words for his defense.
Fourth down and goal from the 3. Shotgun snap, handoff to Rashad on the jet sweep, and nothing doing. West going to push him all the way back, and they're going to mark it at about, well, we'll see where they stop the progress. It's going to be Wahawk ball way back at about the 14-yard line.
Again, those words that Coach Moore had on that fourth down stop. The defense responded and kept Jefferson out of the end zone, and again, I think it's going to be pretty tough with only 2 minutes to go for them to overcome the deficit that they have here.
Back at the 13, it'll be a loss of 10, and that takes Rashad out of the 100-yard club tonight. Drops him back to 98. 3 of the last 4 drives for the Jayhawks, they've had to give it up on downs. Moore in the shotgun, first down from the 14-yard line. One setback and the handoff, just lowering the shoulder, protecting that ball with both hands, is the running back, and that was Amy. He's had a big night tonight, and Jefferson will use a timeout. And they've still got 2 left here after the gain of 1. Well, Jefferson next week, they will get an extra day, and they will go up to Waterloo. They got the back-to-back with the Waterloo schools. They go to East next week. And Waterloo West, they go to the Dome to take on Cedar Falls, and it has been a long time since Waterloo West has had a position where they can beat the Cedar Falls Tigers.
Again, that, you know, after this ball game, and being in a position where they're coming in ranked in the state in the top 10, possibly being still undefeated, it looks like they will be with the 6-0. Coach Moore's really got to be feeling good about where they're going into to face what is always a really good Cedar Falls team that's going to be coming off of a tough ball game tomorrow night against Washington. So again, exciting times up north in the Waterloo Cedar Falls area when it comes to football.
The other game tonight being played in the state of Iowa was over at Brady Street Stadium. It is a final, a 3A district game, as Davenport Assumption beat Maquoketa all over the Cardinals tonight, 48-7. So Wade King getting things done over there in 3A. Second down and 9. Jefferson with two timeouts left, 2:08 to play, down by 15. They need the ball back. Amy will be in the backfield on the right hip of Devin Moore, who is in the shotgun. Two receivers to the left. One to the right. That is Cooper. Moore looking to the sideline. Still 15 on the play clock. Future Cyclone taking a look at things. Jefferson four-man front. Moore on the read option. Hands it off to Amy. Squirts through the pile. Gets loose. Cross at 20. And Keenan Stewart puts him down at about the 24-yard line. And Stewart getting up limping, and Amy hasn't gotten up yet. Now he'll get up. And a first down.
And he did something good there. Again, a sign of a smart, experienced football player, someone else, I believe, that's part of that senior class. Picked up the first down and then just said, hey, I got what I got. And as soon as I got contact, didn't want to fumble again, went down, and now the clock is running and they're in control.
Minute 45, Jefferson with a couple timeouts. Waterloo West will use all that play clock. Down to 2, hand off to Amy. And wrapped up by Jagvis Garnett. And Jefferson will burn a timeout, their second. No gain that time for Harrison Amy. 5'8", 175, senior. Brian Webb still down there, still supporting the troops. He's not going to be happy with the two penalties that cost Jefferson touchdowns. But I think playing a pretty good football team, he's going to be somewhat satisfied, I think, tonight.
Well, it's like he said, there's no moral victories in coaching. But, you know, he has to be at least excited about the potential that he sees, you know, in terms of the tempo that was established by the kids tonight. You know, again, the second half, those couple costly penalties, those costly mistakes, and continuing to preach to kids that they're playing against top-ranked quality opponents, and they just have to find ways to not make those mistakes at crucial times and beat themselves.
Second down at 10. Jefferson with a timeout left. Minute 33 remaining here in the ball game. And we'll take a look at all the stats coming up after the ball game on our post-game show here tonight. Moore in the shotgun. Been that way all night. Gets a high snap, brings it down, hands it off to Amy. Going left side this time. Strung out and brought down right at the line of scrimmage, and Jefferson will use their final timeout. Can't take them with you, so you might as well use them.
That's right. And you know, you can't help but go back to that goal line stand on fourth down that Waterloo West was able to do, that if they were able to punch that thing in and finish that drive off with points, then it would be a different situation in how you use those timeouts. But again, I think it's Coach Webb sending a message to his team that he's going to keep fighting and he's going to keep trying to put them in positions to be successful and utilize everything to his advantage and everything to his capabilities to put kids in that position. And that's what he's doing by using his timeouts to try to get the ball back to his offense.
Third down and 10 with minute 26 to play. As Jefferson tries to avoid 0-6, but probably going to need a little bit of a minor miracle here. Third down and 10 coming up. West breaks the huddle over on the far side. Banker coming over. He'll be the receiver to the right. Carlton Todd up top to the left. Amy a setback, and they'll keep Cooper in there or make that Burt as a blocking back. On third down, they'll run it behind him. Trying to get outside Amy, and stays in bounds. Smart play there by a senior. Didn't want to have even a chance going out of bounds.
Yeah, that's right. He understands the clock is their friend right now. Jefferson is out of timeout, so it doesn't hurt them to let the clock run down as low as it can, maybe burn a timeout of their own, their last timeout, to get their punt team on the field. But again, a smart play by that young man by not letting the clock stop by running out of bounds.
Wouldn't be surprised if Waterloo West took a timeout here. Play clock already at 9. If you're Jefferson, you got to come with everybody you got here to block this punt. Play clock down to 2. Lonnie Moore calling timeout with 43 seconds to play. And that will leave Waterloo West without a timeout. We've used them all here tonight, Jason.
Yeah, like you said, you can't take them with you. And, again, I think here, especially in the second half, you know, I think this last few series, Jefferson was fighting to try to get the ball back as, with as much time as possible to their offense. And, again, here, Coach Moore is utilizing the clock management to try to get the clock as low as it can to give the ball back is with as few times and seconds that are available. And like you said, you can't take them with you.
Fourth down, Waterloo West to punt. As Jefferson, good offensive performance tonight, especially early on. If you joined us late, it was a 20-14 Jayhawk lead after the first quarter. Waterloo West led at halftime 21-20, and West now leading 28-20. Or check that, 35-20. It was a 28-20 game after the third quarter. West to punt. Muhammad Dodjic will punt it away. 10 on the line of scrimmage for the Jayhawks, and they're going to try to get this block. Punting with the wind, long count. Here's a snap. Rush coming, got it away. A knuckleball kick. Rashad will bring it back, 35 to the 40. Trying to cut to the outside at the 45 and bulldog down right there. And punter did his job, just get rid of that ball. 31 seconds remaining here for Jefferson. And they'll have it. Scrimmage at their own 45-yard line. And the Jayhawks try to get another one on the board as quickly as they possibly can here. Vauder in there still at quarterback. He's going to throw the left side and overshot his intended receiver out there, incomplete. Brody McShane in there for the first time. Vauder so far tonight, 3 of 8 for 18 yards. And we're down to 26 seconds to play. Thanks to our man on the sidelines, Dennis Canock, tonight for helping us out again. Botter to throw. Throws the left side going for McShane again and well covered by Wright. Hey, West only, they do a good job with only pressuring 4. They drop their backers back most
of
the time.
That's right. Again, those linebackers do a really good job of getting their hook zone, getting in the lane and the vision of the quarterback, taking anything underneath. And again, that time the defensive backs are understanding that Jefferson is a position where the only thing that beats them is something deep, and they're keeping everything in front of them.
Vauder back to throw, going to throw the right side, and tipped and intercepted. Carlton Todd comes down with the pick.
It looked like it went right through the arms of number 83. I think that's
Henderson.
Henderson, and had a chance, but good interception there off of the tip play by the defense, and that'll pretty much seal the deal where they'll get in victory formation, take a knee, and then that'll be the ball game.
Third turnover, each team with 3. And Waterloo West going to win the football game. It will be Devin Moore in victory formation. He'll take a knee. And Waterloo West Wahawks, it wasn't easy. But they're going to stay unbeaten. The number 8 rated team with a 35-20 win tonight over Cedar Rapids, Jefferson. We'll take a 2-minute timeout and come back and get you to the postgame from Kingston right after this as you're listening to High School Football on KGYM.
Guys, we know you're ready for some new jeans this fall, and JCPenney's got you covered with great deals on your favorite pair of Levi's. Hurry in and find Guy's Levi's 514 straight fit jeans for only $34.99. That's the lowest price you'll see all season. Or starting Thursday, come in and get 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon on select items throughout the store. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney, valid 9/29 to 10/2. Levi's and some other exclusions apply. 20% offer subject to credit approval. Season refers to time period from 9/6 to 10/24. Check jcp.com or your Thursday newspaper for coupon and details. Offers and coupons do not apply.
As a pro, I'm always looking for ways to make my business better. And I know I could trust Lowe's to help me get the job done right. With events that feature special savings just for pros, getting the best price on the things I need couldn't be easier.
Now through October 2nd at Lowe's during Pro Appreciation, pro customers can get 5% off at lowesforpros.com or 10% off when using a Lowe's business credit account. Valid September 26th through October 2nd. See Pro Desk in store for required coupon details and exclusions. Registration required for savings online. Credit offer subject to credit approval, U.S. only.
O'Reilly. Pick up Peak Universal Premixed Antifreeze and Coolant for $7.99 a gallon after mail-in rebate at O'Reilly Auto Parts and earn double O rewards points on your purchase. Protect against damaging rust and corrosion with Peak Universal Premixed Antifreeze and Coolant at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, it's Richard Sherman, all-pro cornerback for the Seattle Seahawks. When the little voice in my stomach gets hungry, he talks mad trash like, you know I don't want these weak snacks. Get me all-natural Oberto beef jerky. So I grab the most delicious lean protein on the planet, Oberto beef jerky. It's loaded with savory cuts of lean beef. Listen to the little voice in your stomach and pick up some all-natural Oberto beef jerky.
Oberto beef jerky. You get out what you put in.
Refers to Oberto's all-natural line of beef jerkies. Minimally processed, no artificial ingredients.
Back with you here at Kingston Stadium as the Waterloo West Wahawks defeat the Jefferson Jayhawks tonight by a score of 35-20. Waterloo West now 6-0, 2-0 in district play in District 5 of Class 4A. Jefferson falls to 0-6 and 0-2 in district play. Great start by this Jefferson team. A better second half, but they had two penalties that really changed this whole game around.
That's right. I think the two that come to mind are the long touchdown run in the first half by Dylan Hart, where the holding call was called, and then obviously the 95-yard kickoff return was also the other one that where it directly led to taking 12 points off the board, and again, costly penalties at crucial times that tended to be momentum changers and shifters in the favor of Waterloo West.
And it's a tough one to take for Jefferson because now you know what you have to do the rest of the year. If you want a shot at getting in the top two, which make the playoffs, you got to run the table now.
That's right. And, you know, again, it's possible, and you're going to keep preaching to your kids, and I'm sure that's what Coach Webb and his staff are continuing to do, is to be able to point out the positives. You don't want, again, you don't want to just berate your kids and beat them and make them feel like it's not possible. You just want to continue to show them the mistakes that they made and get them to learn from them and show them what is possible. And again, they've got the schedule lined up with, you know, with Waterloo East coming up next week, and then Cedar Falls, and then Mason City coming after that. So they have the opportunity to be able to put some wins on the board, and they just have to continue to learn from these games and correct the mistakes that they're making.
Correctable mistakes. I think more correctable mistakes tonight. And when Jefferson had the running game going, they were blasting big holes, and the offense was steady.
Yeah, that's right. In the first half, you know, Tavian Rashad was able to find a rhythm. The offensive line was opening some holes for him. And I think to Waterloo West's credit, they did a better job of shoring up the middle of their defense and making it difficult for Jefferson to find positive yards in the second half. There were a lot more, as we said, second and longs and thirds and longs in the second half than there were in the first time. And then the position where whether they had to go to the screen play that was sniffed out a few times by Clausen, or whether you know, they were in positions where it's difficult to figure out what you call on third and long. But again, Waterloo West did a much better job in the second half of getting Jefferson in that situation, where in the first half, Jefferson was able to be in front of that and have short yardage in second and third down.
Jefferson led after the first quarter, 20-14. It was a 21-20 Waterloo West lead at halftime. And then the Wahawks scored the only two touchdowns of the second half to win it 35-20. Let's take a look at the final stats here tonight unofficially. Total yardage, Waterloo West with a bit of an advantage, 332 yards to 309 for Jefferson. For Waterloo West, 170 yards on the ground and 162 through the air. Devin Moore tonight for Waterloo West ended up, let me double check this. Tonight he was, as I do some quick math here at the end, ended up 9 of 17 tonight for 162 yards, two touchdowns, but he did throw two interceptions. Five catches tonight for Carlton Todd. And Todd ended up with a total of 106 yards and a touchdown. Cooper caught two for 68. Lennius caught two tonight for a total of 4 yards in the ball game. On the ground, Harrison Amy, 19 carries, 157 yards and two touchdowns. He broke it open with the 47-yard run there in the fourth quarter of the ball game tonight. Five carries for Paulus for 12 yards. Todd carried it a couple times for a total of 5 yards tonight for Waterloo West. 11 first downs for the Wahawks. They were penalized six times, and four of those were majors for 15 yards, and six penalties for 70 yards, one sack, and three turnovers in the ball game. For Jefferson tonight, 309 total yards, 202 on the ground, 107 through the air. Jefferson led by Tavian Rashad for 19 carries for 98 yards tonight. Was over the 100-yard mark for most of the game, but lost 10 on that final run of the evening. 19 carries, Dylan Hart, 44 yards. Vauder, 5 carries for 37 yards. Devontae Taylor, 5 carries, 21 yards. He scored a touchdown tonight. Through the air, Dylan Hart was 8 of 16 for 89 yards. Did throw an interception. Noah Vauder, 3 of 10 for 18 yards. He threw an interception as well. Four catches for Josh Furrow for 50 yards. Devontae Taylor caught three for 21 yards tonight. Catch a piece for Uncle, Clendenin, Rashad, and for Stewart. Jefferson with 17 first downs. Jayhawks had six penalties as well tonight for 36 yards. They also had one sack and also had three turnovers in the game. Third down conversions, Jefferson was 6 of 14 tonight, so not too bad. One out of four, though, on fourth down tries. Waterloo West was 1 out of 6 on third down, and a big advantage for Jefferson on time of possession. 31 minutes and 12 seconds to 16:48 for Waterloo West. And what could have been two penalties tonight.
Yeah, I mean, you go back to that stat that you gave with six penalties for 36 yards, and you say, wow, you know, that's not a lot of yards. But again, what that does not tell is the points that were taken off the ball, off of the scoreboard as a result of those costly penalties. So again, didn't hurt them in terms of yardage, but definitely hurt them in terms of the scoreboard tonight. And you know, again, two costly, crucial penalties that came at an inopportune time.
Cost Jefferson a couple of touchdowns in the ball game, and Jefferson, unfortunately, comes on the short end of the stick tonight, 35-20, to a pretty good Waterloo West team. And next week, biggest game Waterloo West may have had in a number of years when they go to the Dome next week to take on Cedar Falls.
That's right. You know, and it's like you said, they don't play a whole lot of games on turf. But, you know, they showed the speed that they're capable of, the big play makers that they have and getting them in space. And it'll be the same thing when they go to the Dome. Again, they won't have to worry about the elements. It's going to be 72 degrees. It's going to be, you know, good weather, no wind. And, again, it'll be really a good test for them against a good Cedar Falls team in the Dome to see how they compete and how they come out.
And it's you know it. It's always different in the Dome. There's always something a little bit different about going up there.
Yeah, you know, one thing is just the acoustics. It's a lot harder. you know, with the higher ceiling, and even though it may not be like a you and I game at the high school level, it's always louder in there. It's tough to communicate. And again, I think sometimes, you know, the advantage that Cedar Falls has is they play there all the time, so they're comfortable. So getting kids acclimated to that environment sometimes takes a little bit. But again, this is a senior-dominated team from Waterloo West, where I'm sure it's not the first time they've been in that environment, being from that area. And they're going to be ready to go with high goals and ranked, coming off of another win on the road against Jefferson, and ready to compete for their goals for the season.
Here, Jefferson, just you got to keep the daubers up, as John would like to say. You got to keep going to that goal. You got Waterloo East next week. And you just got to build off of that.
That's right. You know, and I think that's the biggest thing for these seniors, especially, you know, Jefferson also has quite a few seniors that have been in the program, and they have to keep working. Hopefully the injury bug that's hit them gets back, and they get some of these kids that have got some nicks back, you know. But the bottom line is, you know, you just keep working. You keep plugging away. You bring your lunch pail every day. You listen to what your coaches are telling you to do, and you execute it to the best of your ability. But more importantly, you have to just keep believing. You know, again, it's still possible. You know, three wins, as we said, might be difficult, but you're 0-2 in your division with, you know, your destiny in front of you, and if you continue to believe and work, then good things will happen. But the worst thing you could do is you know, hang your head and let that snowball continue to build, and then it only gets worse.
Well, Jason, great job tonight, and a Chief and a Raider fan got through without too many problems.
Yeah, you know, it was the first time you brought it up, so that's good. We haven't played each other yet, so we didn't have to argue. But, you know, I always appreciate this opportunity. One, you know, I love the game of football. I love high school football and being around these young people. And, again, you do such a great job, and it's easy just try to stay out of your way. But it's a great evening, a great opportunity, a chance to see young people compete, again, for their community, for themselves, their families, and their school. And just appreciate the opportunity that you give me.
Well, we'll see you at Lion Land tomorrow night.
Yeah, it'll be fun. And, again, it'll be another exciting night of high school football, and with two hard-hitting teams and rivalry that's developing nicely between Linmar and Kennedy. And it'll be a fun night.
Yep, and we'll have that tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, 1600 a.m. and 107.5 FM, the Kennedy Cougars and the Linmar Lions from Linmar Stadium. It's going to wrap things up. Big thanks to Jeff Downing back in the studio. Our thanks as well to all our great sponsors, and big thanks to First Federal Credit Union, our presenting sponsor of high school football here on KGYM. Thanks to Matt Dunbar, his staff out here at Kingston Stadium as well, and big thanks to Dennis Canuck on the sidelines. For Dennis, for Jason Edwards, Scott Udash, thanks so long. Hope you enjoyed it. Final score of this Class 4A District 5 game tonight. Number 8, Waterloo West remains unbeaten as they turn back Cedar Rapids Jefferson by a score of 35-20. You've been listening to a sports presentation of KGYM, and so long from the Bob Brooks Press Box here at Kingston Stadium.
Sports radio on the historic